Living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you could use. Hi, it's Bob Bilangi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab. Faster for less.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Bryce Ritchie.
Again, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight's matchup for the 45s, they are taking on the Seattle Studs in Game 2 of a three-game series. Our game tonight is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, helping build better communities through philanthropy. The Studs took Game 1 last night by a final score of 8-2 over the 45s. A little bit of pitching woes for the 45s. They gave up only three hits. Also managed three errors on the field, but walked 10 batters, which ended up being the real difference in that game. Let's go ahead and dive into the starting lineups. First, let's go for the visiting Seattle Cheney Studs. Batting first, playing center field number 5, Connor Savage. Batting second, the second baseman number 28, Colin Wolf. Batting third, the DH number 10, Landon Riker. Batting cleanup, playing first base number 30, Tanner Arrington. Batting fifth, the catcher number 24, Ken McCormick. Batting sixth, the shortstop number 14, Cody Banks. Batting seventh, the right fielder number 3, Henry Cheney. Batting eighth, the left fielder number 4, Jacob Hirsch. And rounding out the lineup and batting ninth, the third baseman number 6, Kyle Bowe. On the mound for the Studs to start this game is going to be number 27, Michael Wood. Now let's take a look at the lineup for the 45s. Leading off, the third baseman, number 23, Lane Pritchard. Batting second, shortstop, number 11, Lorenzo Debrecht. Batting third, playing left field, number 13, Jake Gazzo. Batting cleanup, the first baseman, number 24, Marcus Wilhite. Batting fifth, the right fielder, number 19, Jackson Murphy. Batting sixth, and in the squat, number 5, Daniel Duarte. Batting seventh, playing center field, number 12, Anthony Galati. Batting eighth, the designated hitter, number 22, Kobe Zimmerman. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 7, Mickey Meinhofer. Pitching for the 45s, number 31, Sam Wells. So the 45s coming into this matchup, 2-2 on the season. Took their first game of the season against the Rosebuds from Santa Rosa. The final score, 3-4. Dropped the second game in that series. And then took on the other local team, the Reading Ringtails, and defeated them fairly soundly, 14-6. And then last night in their fourth game of the season, fell to the Studs, 8-2. So tonight they look to even up the series before the rubber match tomorrow night at 6:15. We are approximately 5 minutes from first pitch. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
KCNR Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just tuning in, the 45s are taking on the visiting studs out of Seattle. On the mound to start the game for the 45s is going to be number 31, Sam Wells. If you were listening in earlier to our starting lineups, we do have a small change. Batting 7-10, still playing center field, is Anthony Galati, but instead of wearing number 12, he is wearing number 17 tonight. Last night's game, the 45s fell by a final score of 8-2, mainly due to a lack of control on the mound. The 45s pitchers ended up walking 10 batters. Only giving up 5 hits. On the offensive end, they also struggled to get it going. Just 2 runs on 3 hits. Wilson Kessel went 1-for-1, still continuing. Sorry, 0-for-1. Still batting .333 on the season and continuing to be one of the primary hitters for the 45s. The catcher, Plummer, had a good game, 1-for-2. He's also hitting .375 on the year. Pritchard, unable to get things going, went 0-for-5, while DeBrecht went 1-for-5. DeBrecht still batting over .300 at .308. Leading off the inning for the Studs will be the center fielder, number 5, Connor Savage. The Studs in their blue jerseys with the white lettering and red outline. As the first pitch from Wells is outside for ball one. And we're all right on time to get this thing started. Pitch number 2 in there, and the count's evened up at 1-1. Savage last night, 1-for-5 with a run as that pitch is high and away and the count's now 2-1. That was the Studs' first game of the season, so they start out 1-0. Wells, another fastball. That's 4 straight fastballs as that one's low and away. And now leadoff hitter Savage is in a hitter's count, 3-1 with no one on and no one away. Wells fires in this one, driven right back up the middle, and Savage is aboard here to lead off in the top half of the first. Last night's game, a long one due to the long innings from the walks, over 3.5 hours of baseball. So if you're a fan, I mean, that's not terrible. You get quite a bit of baseball, quite a bit of bang for your buck. It's like getting free baseball when there's extra innings. Wells checks the runner. He'll kick and deliver. And that one's in there for a strike to the second baseman, Colin Wolf. Wolf, a right-handed hitter during BP today, hit a couple over the left field wall. Definitely some power. Throw over now. Checking on Savage, who reached on a walk just a batter ago. He's back in time. Wells taking his time, kicks and delivers. This one skied straight up in the infield. Wells is under it, doing the pop-out dance, and there's our first out of the game. So good job recovering there from Wells after giving up a hit to get a quick out. The designated hitter, number 10, Landon Ricker, now stepping in. Ricker, also a right-handed hitter. Correction, that's Riker. Savage with a 6-foot lead there on first. Gets a jump, but heads back as that first pitch is in there for strike one. Throw over again, and Savage is there just in time. Manager for the Studs having some words with him. Breaking ball, gets away from Wells, and that one's high, and the count's 1-1 here with one away and one on. Wells sets, kicks, and delivers. This one low. Great stop there by Duarte, who's in the catch. Plummer had the duties last night. He'll get a day off. Wells fires. Runner goes. Soft chopper to the third base side. Scooped up and fired over to first in time by Pritchard. Good play there to get out number 2. Savage does advance on the ground, and now with 2 away and a runner in scoring position, Tanner Arrington steps to the plate. Wells goes home. Breaking ball wide. And it's 1-0. Wells fires a fastball in there. This one scoots away from Duarte. But he picks it up in time, and Savage heads back to second. Savage paying quite a bit of attention. Sorry, Wells paying quite a bit of attention to Savage. Risky to run. Steal third with two outs. Duarte's got a pretty good arm. As he comes home, low and away again. For another ball. Well set. And that pitch is in there for a strike, and the count's now 3-1. Looks like Arrington was taken all the way there. They're seeing three straight balls, none of which were anywhere close to the strike zone from Wells. Wells goes home. This one swung on and fouled back into the pitch, catcher's mitt. And the count's now 3-2. Wells looking for the strikeout to end the inning. He sets and delivers. This one wide. And so a walk sends Arrington down to first, and now with two away, there's runners on first and second. And that catcher number 24, Ken McCormick, will come to hit. McCormick taking over the catching duties for Budnick, who caught last night. Budnick 0-for-4 with a run, scored, reached on a walk. His pitch wild as it skips well in front of home plate. It scoots away from Duarte to the backstop, and both runners are advanced. So, pitching control, which plagued the 45s last night, is already playing a part in this game, is now a leading run. It's just 90 feet away here in the top half of the first. Well, sets and fires. This one, a high chopper towards Pritchard. He picks it up, fires down to first. And so Wells will get out of it. After giving up a walk and a base hit, we're headed into the bottom half of the first. Still 0-0. Top half of the order. Do it for the 45s. It'll be Pritchard, DeBrecht, and Gazza when we return. You're listening to 45s Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. They are helping build better communities through philanthropy. That's the McConnell Foundation. We're headed into the bottom half of the first. On the mound for the Seattle Cheney Studs is going to be number 27, Michael Wood. Wood, a right-handed thrower. He'll see Pritchard, DeBrecht, and Gazzo to start off this game.
Get him started, fans. Your third baseman, number 23, Blake Pritchard.
Leading off the game for the 45s is the third baseman, number 23, Lane Pritchard. Pritchard struggling to get to the bat going here. Early in the season, batting just 125s as he takes a first pitch ball that's blown away. Wood with a high kick and delivers. And this one's lined into the right field, down the right field line, and this will be good for extra bases. Pritchard rounds first, headed into second, standing up. And he'll reach safely with a leadoff double here in the bottom half of the first. He was sitting fastball all the way. Found one and made great contact, finding himself on second and now in scoring position with the shortstop number 11, Lorenzo DeBrecht, coming to the plate. DeBrecht, of course, just two games ago hit a grand slam to left field, so we know he's got some pop capable of driving in Pritchard if he can get a pitch to hit. Wood taking his time out there on the mound. Checks on the runner and fires. A half check swing there by DeBrecht. Umpire says he goes around and the count's 0-1. Outfield pretty much playing straight away with the exception of the right fielder. We see this quite a bit. Right fielder about 90 to 100 feet off the line, down the right field line. Outfield in Tiger Field is pretty large now as Wood steps off. Pritchard dives back in. He's safe. Not before he gets his jersey dirty. The poles aren't so deep. 320 to left, 310 to right. But center field goes out a ways. 406. So a lot of room to run out in left and right center field. This pitch overthrown. This one scoots away, and Pritchard will cruise on over to third quite easily. A wild pitch. And now the 45s with no one out and a runner on third are threatening to score here early. 1-1 the count. 2 DeBrecht. DeBrecht, a 308 hitter on the season so far. 1-for-5 in last night's matchup. Woods' pitch again gets away from him, this time high for ball 2, and he'll ask for a new ball. 2-1 the count. No one out. Runner on third. A run here early would certainly help Wells. The pitcher for the 45 settled down as this ball is driven out into deep right field. Back goes Cheney to make the catch. That'll be good enough for a sack fly as Pritchard comes in to score and the 45's lead 1-0. 1-0 here in the bottom half of the first.
Your left fielder, number 13.
Stepping on the plate now, the left fielder, number 13, Jake Gozo. Gozo, 0-for-5 in his first game with the 45s last night. Struck out once and did reach on a hit-by-pitch, came around to score as he swings at the first pitch and cranks this one down the right field line, foul and out of play. Umpire checking on the bat now that Gozo's using. Didn't like the sound that came off of it when he made contact on that last pitch, but everything seems to be okay. Hands it to him. Now Wood fires this one in there again. A breaking ball gets Gozo to swing early and a quick 0-2. To the big left fielder. Gozo will have to protect now. Here with one out, no one on. And he goes down on another breaking ball. A quick strikeout for Gozo. And now with two away and no one on. The first baseman, number 24, Marcus Wilhite, will step in. Will Hyde, a left-handed hitter. Did not play in last night's game. Reached twice in the previous game for the 45s against the Ringtails on two walks. As now he calls time and steps out. Wood definitely doing a good job controlling the pace out there on the mound. He sets and fires home. This one low and away. Despite the good frame job by the catcher McCormick, that's ball one. His pitch fired in there, this one in the dirt, and it's a quick 2-0. And now Will Height in a hitter's count. Wood delivers a breaking ball in there for strike one. And now it counts 2-1. So far, the breaking ball seems to be Wood's best pitch. Got Gozo to go down swinging. Got him to miss badly twice on that pitch. Let's see if he goes to it again. He does. Will Hyde swings and misses, and now it's 2-2. So all twos across the board. Two balls, two strikes, two away. It's the first baseman, Will Hyde. Wood delivers, Will Hyde, a check swing, and that breaking ball again gets him to go. No, it doesn't. From my angle, looks like he went around there, but first base umpire says he was clean on the pullback. And so now, he'll see another pitch. Now a warning issued down to the studs dugout, unhappy with the call there on what presumably was strike three. And so now a warning has been issued to the studs. Wood delivers this one away, and that'll be ball four. So a costly call now as Will Height reaches with two away on a walk. And the right fielder, number 19, Jackson Murphy, will step in. Murphy, a right-handed hitter. If I'm him, I'm sitting fastball here. Breaking ball is fouled away. No one's been able to get good contact on Wood's breaking ball yet. So on the off chance, you get a fastball to hit. If I'm Murphy, I'm turning on it. Wood fires this one out. Slow chopper to the second baseman. He bobbles it. Throws on to first. But Murphy with the speed will reach on the air by the second baseman, Colin Wolf. So a walk and an error. Give the 45s a chance to score here again with two away in the bottom half of the first. And the catcher, number five, Daniel Duarte, stepping in.
Duarte!
Yeah. correction from earlier. Plummer actually was the DH last night. Duarte did have the catching duties. He went 1-for-3 with a run, a walk, and 2 Ks, batting .364 on the season. Wood fires this one low. It squirts away from the catcher. Both runners staying put. And the count's 1-0. Wood taking his time, not paying attention to the runners, but just trying to control the pace that he had back from the mound now as he kicks and goes, this breaking ball low and in, and it's 2-0 to Duarte. Duarte hit by 2 pitches last night. Reached base 3 times as he swings through on the fastball, and it's 2-1. Said Duarte got a pitch to hit, couldn't convert. Now Wood will look to make him miss again. Wood signals once the call from the catcher, again, a little bit of miscommunication between him and McCormick. Duarte calls time, steps out, and now he'll step back in. All right, Wood ready to go now. Fires this one in. Duarte with a soft grounder foul down the third base side. And out of play, and now it's 2-2. Two on, two out, 2 balls, 2 strikes to the player playing position number 2, the catcher, Duarte. Wood fires, breaking ball, gets him to end the inning. And so the 45s can't convert after getting 2 on with 2 away, but they do score 1 after Pritchard led off with a double and then scored on the sack fly by DeBrecht. They lead 1-0 as we head into the second inning. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in the wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got like 20 years in the business. Where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back in, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Colt 45's Baseball. Leading off the inning for the studs will be the shortstop, number 14, Cody Banks. Our broadcast tonight brought to you by the McCullough Foundation, helping build better communities through philanthropy. Correction. As Banks takes a first pitch strike from the pitcher Wells, it's 0-1. Wells Off speed, ground ball to short. A amazing throw there by DeBrecht. An absolute cannon from the shortstop. Gets Banks out at first for out number one. A deep grounder into the third base hole. A deep grounder into the third base hole, scooped up by the shortstop, DeBrecht. And thrown out for out number one, as Wells loses control of that one. And the right fielder, number nine, Henry Chaney, reaches on a hit by pitch.
Fielder, number four, Jacob Hirsch.
Now stepping to the plate will be the left fielder, number four, Jacob Hirsch. And he is everybody's favorite batter, as he is the beer batter for the game. If Wells can get Hirsch to strike out, it's a dollar off beer for everyone in the stadium. So everyone's cheering a little bit harder for a strikeout here than they normally would, as the first pitch is low and away for ball one. Wells kicks and delivers a high chopper to the second base hole. And a great play there by the second baseman, Meinhofer. Wells races over. Meinhofer flips it to him for out number two, as Chaney heads over to second base on the ground ball to the right side of the field. The third baseman, number six, Kyle Bowe, now stepping to the plate. Right-handed hitter looking to drive in a run here and tie this game up in his first at-bat of the game. Two away, runner on second. Chaney reached on a hit-by-pitch and just advanced on the ground ball by Hirsch. As Wells comes home, this strike inside at the knees, called for a ball, and it's 1-0. Wells still paying lots of attention to the batter now, as a hard grounder goes right back to Wells. He does a great job backhanding it. He'll flip on to Will Hyde at first for out number three. So a quick inning for the 45s. Helps them retain their 1-0 lead as we head into the bottom half of the second. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to Colt 45's Baseball here at historic Tiger Field. Pretty hot day today, but it's cooled off, and we are playing in beautiful baseball weather. Our broadcast tonight brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, helping build better communities through philanthropy. Michael Wood heads back out to the mound for inning number two for the Seattle Chaney Studs.
Number 17.
He'll take on the center fielder, number 17, Anthony Galati, to start off the inning. Zimmerman and Meinhofer to follow. Galati in last night's game, 0-for-3 with an RBI, a walk, and two strikeouts. Woods' first pitch, a hard fastball below and in, and that's ball one. Galati, a left-handed hitter. One of the few players to wear the high socks and short pants. Most of these other guys got the pants down to the shoes. Galati hits a chopper to the shortstop. Scooped up by Banks, he fires over to first for out number one. And that's how this inning is underway. Now batting will be the DH for the night. Number 22, Kobe Zimmerman.
Number 22, Kobe Zimmerman.
Zimmerman struggling from the plate as well. 0-for-4 in the game last night with two Ks. Still hitless on the season thus far. Wood delivers. Off-speed pitch in there for strike one. And it's 0-1 to Zimmerman. Some scores from around the MLB. The Cubs and the Mets in extras just finished the 10th, still tied 1-1. Twins trounce the Indians 7-1 in Minnesota. As Wood fires this one in there, another fastball high for a ball. Red Sox leading the Astros 5-4, and one of the premier matchups there in the AL, top two teams. They are in Houston. In the top of the ninth, as that pitch is low and in, and the count is 2-1. And my least favorite team in the league, the Dodgers, trounced the NL, the Rockies, 12-4 in Colorado. Dodgers, of course, without their ace, Clayton Kershaw, who just was put back on the DL, the 10-day DL with more shoulder inflammation, as Wood's breaking ball in there for strike two. Even enough to count, 2-2, one away here in the bottom half of the second. The 45s lead 1-0. Pritchard doubled to lead off the inning in the first and then later came around to score on a sack fly by DeBrecht as that pitch is fouled back into the net. It'll stay at 2-2. Good job there by the DH Zimmerman staying alive here with two strikes. Wood sets and delivers to Zimmerman. And he got him on a low fastball for strike three and out number two. So two quick outs for the 45s brings the second baseman, number seven, Mickey Meinhofer, to the plate.
Your second baseman.
Meinhofer with some speed. One of the crowd favorites here at Tiger Field regularly. Rounding off the bottom half of the lineup. Takes a breaking ball in there for strike one. 0-for-4 in last night's matchup. With a strikeout as well. As Wood delivers this fastball in there for strike two and a quick 0-2 to the nine-hitter Meinhofer. Meinhofer now call time as he sets back in. Wood, without base runners on, actually works pretty quick, but definitely likes to take his time when he has to pitch out of the stretch. He delivers breaking ball, chopped foul off home plate and out of play. Great job there by Meinhofer staying alive. Wood kicks and delivers. Breaking ball again, chop foul. Great job by Meinhofer again, fighting that one off. Wood shaking off some signs. Looking for a strikeout pitch. fastball low and away, and now it's 1-2. Good take there by Meinhofer. After the last three pitches, I'm thinking he's sitting breaking ball. Jumped all over the last two and didn't even bother taking the bat off his shoulder there for that fastball. Fastball again from Wood. This one bounces about 6 feet out in front of home plate, though. And now the count's evened up at 2-2. No one on, two away here in the bottom half of the second. Two balls and two strikes to the nine-hitter Meinhofer. 45's lead, 1-0 here against the Seattle Studs as Wood delivers. Breaking ball, a good-looking pitch, but a better take. And now a full count to Meinhofer. Wood kicks and delivers and got him on the strikeout. Meinhofer able to make contact, but it goes right back into the glove of the catcher McCormick to end the inning. So the 45s go down in order and still lead 1-0 here, headed into the top half of the third. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, June the 15th from 8 to 9 on Free Fire Radio on AM 1460 KCNR.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Welcome back in, ladies and gentlemen. We're in the top half of the third. The leadoff hitter, the nine hitter, the shortstop number. Sorry, the third baseman number six, Kyle Bowe. Bowe grounds out to the second baseman, Mickey Meinhofer. Easy flip to first for out number one. And now we wrap back around to the top half of the order. The center fielder number five, Connor Savage. The second baseman number 28, Colin Wolf, now batting as he takes first pitch high for ball one. If you're just joining us, 45's lead here in the top half of the third, 1-0 over the Studs. As Wolf hits this one down the right field line, it'll drop for a single, a one-out single here in the top half of the third. Pretty common with any ball hit in the air with any kind of speed down the right field line. Most of the right fielders in this park give quite a bit of space down there. And so Wolf reaches here. And the designated hitter, Landon Riker, will step into bat with one away and one on. Wells on the mound for the 45s. He sets and delivers. First pitch to Riker low, and it's 1-0. Wells delivers off speed up the middle, and it'll squirt through the hole at second for a single. And so the 45s. Now I have to deal with two on and just one away. Studs with runners on first and second. And the first baseman, number 30, Tanner Arrington, stepping to the plate. Off-speed pitch from Wells is wide for ball one. For all you baseball fans, and this on this day in baseball history, Reds outfielder Pat Duncan hits the first over-the-fence home run at the Cincinnati Redlands Field. Spacious ballpark, which will become known as Crosley Field, made its debut in 1912. The home run was hit nine years later in 1921. As the second pitch of the at-bat is in there for a strike, and it's now 1-1. Pitch from Wells, hit foul down the third baseline. Pritchard is over and makes the grab, and so the studs squander an opportunity to move over the runners with a productive out or drive them in. And so the catcher number 24, Ken McCormick, will step in with two on and two away. Wells struggled with his control in the first. It seemed to have found his rhythm after getting an insurance run. As he fires this one in there for strike one. Saw just four batters in the second. And now it's just one out away from heading back into the dugout. And Wells, checking on the runner, will step off towards second base. Savage back into second easily. Is now Wells will fire this one home. Wells is doing a funny thing. He's spending a lot of time looking at the runner at second, and he'll start his delivery before looking back home. So far tonight, all three times he's done it, it's been a ball in the dirt. As he now will attack the batter, this one low, and it's 2-1 to the catcher McCormick. Wells delivers this one a chopper down the third baseline, 4 or 5 feet foul of third base, so the runners will head back to their bases, and now the count's evened up at 2-2. Wells delivers off speed, hit right at the third baseman, Pritchard. He snags that one. He steps on third for the force out, and that'll end the inning. So the studs threaten to score, but can't drive the runs home. The 45s lead as we head into the bottom half of the third. You're listening to Cole 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Reading. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Number 23.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're in the bottom half of the third and the top of the order for the 45s. Third baseman, number 23, Pritchard, stepping in. Pritchard, one for one on the day with a double. As that first pitch is in there for strike one. Pritchard at a liner down the right field line for a stand-up double in the first. He would later come around to score as this pitch is hit foul. Third baseman giving chase, but it'll be out of play. But a quick 0-2 to Pritchard will now have him protecting. Right fielder Cheney giving Pritchard less of the line in his second at-bat. Only about 60 feet away from the line now. In an attempt to make a play if there's a ball hit down there again. As Wood, the pitcher for the Studs, delivers. A slow chopper will roll itself foul and out of play. And it'll stay 0-2 here with no one on and no one out in the bottom half of the third. Wood taking his time with this at-bat. Pitches again fouled away by Pritchard. I have to see another one. We are in the second game of the series between the Studs and the 45s. The Studs took last night's matchup as Pritchard swings on that pitch and misses by a mile. Breaking ball so far has been Wood's bread and butter as he sits down another batter with it. And with one away, and the shortstop number 11, Lorenzo Dobrecht, will come to the plate. Dobrecht drove in the lone run of the game in the bottom half of the first as he hit a deep fly ball out to right field. Cheney was there to make the catch, but it was deep enough to drive in Pritchard, who is on third after a double and a wild pitch, as the first pitch to Dobrecht is a breaking ball way high past the catcher, and it's 1-0. Wood kicks and delivers a fastball in the dirt on the outside half of the plate. Call the ball, and it's 2-0. Another tidbit of info for all you baseball fans. In 2003, in one of the minor league's strangest giveaways, the first 500 fans attending Ted Williams Night in the Bisbee Douglas Cooper Kings game received popsicles. Many are critical of the event, believing the promotion mocks the recently cryogenically frozen Red Sox Hall of Fame outfielder. Interesting things happen in baseball. Some of the weirdest things I've ever read, as that pitch is fouled down the left field line. And it's 2-1. Wood's pitch is swung on and missed, a breaking ball. Swung through by Dobrecht, and now it's 2-2. Wood fires this one in there, and another breaking ball. Sends Dobrecht back to the dugout. He swings and misses for out number two.
Your left
So two strikeouts for the 45s brings the left fielder.
Gozo!
Brings the left fielder, number 13, Jake Gozo, to the plate. Gozo 0-for-1 on the day. See if he can't get things going here with two away in the third. Gozo swings and misses at a first pitch fastball, and it's 0-1. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, helping build better communities through philanthropy. Next pitch low and away. 4-1, and the count's evened up at 1-1 with no one on and two away here to Gozo. 45's 2-2 on the season. Split their first series against the Santa Rosa Rosebuds. As this one's fouled back toward the cards. Always dangerous to park anywhere near the field here at Tiger Field. It's a lot of room to get hit by an errant foul ball. Is this one, I think, just barely missed a truck out in the first row. 1-2 the count to Gozo. Wood delivers. Fastball popped. High and out of play. Good job by Gozo. Just getting the barrel of the bat on it. As this one goes out over the first base dugout. And Gozo will see another pitch. Breaking ball inside, and that's going to even up the count at 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. With no one on here in the bottom half of the third. For the 45s. Wood's fastball again in the dirt, and now Gozo has done a great job and has worked this count full. 3-2 with 2 away. As I mentioned earlier, the 45 split their first series with the Rosebuds. Won the first on a walk-off 4-3. They had 3 straight hits in the 10th to clinch that win. As Wood will deliver. As Gozo will check swing on a ball in the dirt. Check down to the first base umpire. He says he does not go, so Gozo will reach with a 2-out walk.
Number 24.
And the first baseman, number 24, Marcus Wilhite, will come to the plate. Then in the second game of the series against the Rosebuds, struggled to get the offense going and fell 11-2. Was able to turn things around the following night and won against the other local team, the Reading Ringtails, on Memorial Day by final score of 14-6. As that fastball from Wood is high and outside for 1. Wood delivers, breaking ball on the outside half of the plate, and that evens up the count at 1 apiece. As that pitch just swung and missed, a throw down to first as Gozo off the bag, but he's back in time. And now the count's 1-2 to Wilhite. So he'll have to protect with 1 on, 2 away, and 2 strikes. If I'm Wilhite, I'm looking breaking ball here. It is a breaking ball. This one misses wide, and it's 2-2. Wood not paying much attention to Gozo on first. Gozo with a pretty good lead. This one swung on by Will Height. Hit over to the second baseman, Wolf. He'll flip over to the first baseman, Arrington, for out number three. So the 45s managed to get one runner on base, unable to do anything with him. As we head into the top half of the fourth, it'll be 1-0 45s. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are in the top half of the fourth. Sam Wells still on the mound for the 45s. So far just allowing a couple hits. Two hits in the last inning, one hit in the first. Only runner to reach in the second was a hits batsman as the shortstop, number 14, Cody Banks, will step in for the second time tonight. First pitch high from Wells, a fastball for ball one. Banks, a right-handed hitter. Takes strike one in there, and the count's evened up at one apiece. That pitch close at the knees, but inside from Wells. And the count's now 2-1 here with no one out and no one on in the top half of the fourth. Wells kicks and delivers. This one in there for strike two, and the count's evened up at two apiece. Some more scores from you from around the MLB. As this pitch is chopped foul and out of play, and the count will stay at 2-2. Padres leading the Reds 8-1 in San Diego. Angels leading the Rangers in L.A. in the top of the seventh by score 2-0. As Wells delivers a high chopper right at the shortstop. DeBrecht Fields throws over cleanly to Will Height. And four out number one. The Giants and Phillies, no offense so far in that game, or just a whole lot of pitching as it's the middle of the fifth, and the score is still 0-0. Now as the right fielder, Henry Chaney, steps in for the stud. Wells delivers. This one in there for strike one. Wells delivers. This one swung on a miss and a quick 0-2 here to Chaney. A good pair of pitches there from Wells. Now gives him some room to play as this one scorched down to the third baseman, Pritchard. He gets his body in front of it, throws over in time to first base. So Pritchard, a good job using his body to knock that ball down and getting the second out of the inning. So a couple hard hit balls so far in this game by the studs, but right at the 45's defenders. And so they're unable to convert with them, as now the beer batter of the game, the left fielder number four, Jacob Hirsch, will step in Here with two away. At first pitch, outside, and it's 1-0. To the Studs left fielder. Wells kicks and delivers. This one low and away. Good eye there by Hirsch, and it's 2-0. That pitch misses low, and it's 3-0 now, and Wells will have to come into the strike zone. He doesn't, and this one in the dirt, and so a four-pitch walk here issued with two outs to the left fielder Hirsch, and the nine-hitter, the third baseman number six, Kyle Bowe, will step in. Not the outcome you want to see with after getting two quick outs. Little more bearable in a different situation, but certainly one thing you want to avoid here with two away. Wells will work to keep it from coming back to hurt him as he fires one in there, a breaking ball, in there for strike one. Throw over real close to getting Hirsch, who dives headfirst back into first base. Just getting his jersey a little dirty and dirty. Now Wells will hit his second batter of the game on a breaking ball that he released a bit too early. So now a pair of base runners on with two away for the Studs. And the top half of the order coming up as the center fielder, number five, Connor Savage, steps in. Wells fires it in there. Fastball on the outside half of the plate for strike one. So Wells had this inning in pretty good shape. Got the first two batters out. Then walked Hirsch on four straight pitches. And hit Bowe. And now we'll throw one in the dirt. And the count's evened up at 1-1. Diamondbacks lead the Marlins in the top half of the fourth. That's the final game here in the MLB. They are in Arizona. They lead 5-0 over the Marlins. As this pitch is in there, but dropped by Duarte. And now it's 2-1 to Savage. Wells checks on the runner, and now Savage will hit one up the middle. Line drive into center field. It's fielded by Galati. Galati's throw, not in time, as the runner Hirsch comes in to score, and this game's tied up at 1-1 apiece. So a single does the damage. As now the second baseman, number 28, Colin Wolf, will come up to bat. Bowe goes from first to second on the hit and advances all the way over to third on the throw. So now with two away, the Studs still have a runner just 90 feet away from taking the lead and a runner on first as well. See what Duarte, the catcher, decides to do here with runners on the corners and two away. First pitch. Loan away to Wolf. And the count's 1-0. Wells kicks and delivers on the quick pitch. And Savage with the delayed steals just trots on down with ease. And he's at second base standing with a first stolen base of the game. And so now the Studs have two runners in scoring position here with two away. and one already in the top half of the fourth. Wells delivers off speed in there for strike two, and the count's 1-2 to Wolf. Wolf didn't seem to agree with the pitch. It was close either way. A pitcher's strike for sure, and now he'll have to fight from behind. He'll step out and settle back in now. Wells taking his time, not worried about the runners going anywhere. As he kicks high and delivers a hard ground ball to the second baseman, it'll squirt past Meinhofer as both runs will come around to score as they were running on contact. So Bo and Savage come around in the two-out walk. Comes around to hurt the 45s as now they trail 3-1 here in the top half of the fourth. Two away still, and a runner on first. And the designated hitter, Landon Riker, steps in with a runner on first. Pitch in there for strike one. From Wells. As a breaking ball gets Riker to swing and miss, and a quick 0-2 to the designated hitter. Wolf out there on first with a moderate lead, faking the steal on that last play. Takes it. Big lead here as this one's popped up in the shallow right field. Murphy making chase. He'll come in to make the out, but not before the studs do some serious damage with a two-out rally. They lead 3-1. Our broadcast tonight brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. The McConnell Foundation is helping build better communities through philanthropy. 3-1, studs lead the 45s. As we head into the bottom half of the fourth, you're listening to Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear put directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are in the bottom half of the fourth. Here is the Colt 45s take on the visiting Seattle Studs. 45s trail 3-1. Here's leadoff hitter is the right fielder, number 19, Jackson Murphy. He takes a ball in there for a strike, and it's a quick 0-2. 45s led up until the last half of the inning with two outs. They were able to get a pair of base runners on, and then a single drove them both in. Or drove one in. And another single, drive in two more. And so now they trail 3-1 as that ball is grounded over to the shortstop. And Banks is there to field it and fire over to first for round number one. So one away here in the bottom half of the fourth. And the catcher, number five, Daniel Duarte, will step in to hit. Wood still on the mound for the Studs. Fastball low, and it's 1-0. Really only allowing one hard hit ball from the 45s. Wood doing a good job on the mound tonight as that pitch is swung on and missed by Duarte, and the count's even up at one apiece.
Daniel Duarte.
Our broadcast tonight brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. The McConnell Foundation helping build better communities through philanthropy. 1-1 the count with one away. Duarte the batter. He takes low for ball two. And now it's 2-1 to the 45's catcher. As that pitch is in there, and now Duarte in a hitter's count, 3-1 with no one on and one away. Breaking ball has been the bread and butter for Wood. He'll stick with off speed there as it's grounded to the third baseman. Fired over by Bowe for out number two. So Wood rolling right now. Hasn't given up a run in the last two innings. Hasn't given up a hard hit ball since the first.
Number 17.
As the center fielder, number 17, Anthony Galati, will step to the plate. Galati had a chance to throw a runner out last inning. His throw not in time, though. And off the mark, allowing the run come in to score. And the Studs to tie it up at one apiece as now he shows bunt. As first base umpire says he went around and didn't pull back in time. And so it's 0-1. Wood gets his sign and delivers. Breaking ball in the dirt. And I'll even up the count 1-1. On this day in baseball history, in 2009, Ichiro Suzuki with a first inning leadoff hit off of David Hernandez in the Mariners' 8-2 victory over the Orioles at Safeco set a new team record by hitting safely in his 26th consecutive game. The then 35-year-old outfielder, who would extend his hit streak to 27 games the next day, surpasses the franchise mark he established back in 2007. Ichiro, of course, just retiring after the season had started earlier this year and now will serve as a special advisor for the Mariners. 1-2 the count after a foul ball, as now a ball hit up the middle, scooped up by the second baseman Hirsch and fired over to first to get Galati. And a 1-2-3 inning in the fourth for the 45s. They trail 3-1. You're listening to Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460.
Astronaut Bob the Drop here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great planning, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are in the top half of the fifth here at historic Tiger Field. The Colt 45s taking on the Seattle Studs in game two of a three-game series. Leading off the inning for the Studs is the first baseman, number 30, Tanner Arrington. Arrington takes the first pitch low for a ball one. Sam Wells still on the mound for the 45s. As his second pitch is a ball as well in the dirt, and it's 2-0. Wells, a rough inning in the fourth. Had two away, got the first two batters out. But then with two outs, gave up a hit. And it hits batsman, and a couple singles, and just like that, it's 3-1 Studs. Now, Wells having a visit from his coach as he's complaining about something on his hand. Could be a, oftentimes with pitchers, we'd see a blister or a hangnail. Could even just be blood. As now Wells might be done for the night. The 45s do have someone up in the bullpen. And so in the middle of this at-bat, we will see a new pitcher. Checking now to see who's coming out to the mound for the 45s. And we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll introduce you to the new pitcher and we'll resume the at-bat. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are in the top half of the fifth in the game between the visiting Seattle Studs and the Colt 45s. A pitching change for the 45s after a looked to be a minor injury to starting pitcher number 31, Sam Wells. Wells got two pitches into the inning here. Count 2-0 before signaling for his coach and then the trainer coming out and walking him off the field. Looked to be a, my guess is a blister to the pitching hand of Wells. So the new pitcher in for the 45s will be number 12, Paul Gallegos. A lefty with a high three-quarter release. Just finishing up his warm-up throws here before we resume play. If you're just joining us, it is 3-1. The Studs lead after a three-run fourth inning. They scored all three runs with two outs on a walk, a couple hits, and a hits batsman. And that's where we sit here, 3-1. 45s were able to score in the first off a single by the leadoff hitter, or a double rather, off the leadoff hitter Pritchard. Pritchard would advance on a wild pitch and then get scored by a deep sack fly by the shortstop Lorenzo DeBrecht. DeBrecht hit it all of about 380 feet, but out near right center field, just shy of the wall on the warning track. But it was good enough to drive the run in, so the 45s held their 1-0 lead until they had two outs in the fourth. And the Studs put together a couple hits, some small ball, and three runs. So that's where we sit. 45s trail 3-1 here in the top half of the fifth. And a 2-0 count as we resume play to the first baseman, Tanner Arrington. The pitcher, Gallegos, kicks and fires. Off-speed pitch high. And the count is now 3-0. Always tough for a pitcher to come out in the middle of an at-bat. As Gallegos' first two pitches are balls, and Arrington will trot down to first with a leadoff walk. And there's something I always say about leadoff walks is they always come around to score. So not a good sign here for Gallegos. As he will pitch to the catcher, Ken McCormick, number 24, with no one out and a runner on first. His first pitch, low and in the dirt. And so three straight balls for Gallegos. He'll need to settle down and go here to work if he wants to keep this game close. Next pitch, a breaking ball, finds the strike zone. The count's now 1-1. To McCormick. McCormick skies the next pitch into shallow right field. Right fielder Murphy come in, makes the catch easily for out number one. And Arrington will head back to first. Here with one away. The shortstop, number 14, Cody Banks, will now step in. Gallegos, I believe, is technically responsible for the runner on first, though he didn't start the at-bat. As that his breaking ball is in there for strike one. And it counts 0-1 here with one away. Hopefully that out there helps Gallegos settle down as his control in the first few pitches was not there. Left-handed pitcher checks on the runner. Will now throw as this soft pop-up hit into shallow center. And it'll drop in for a base hit. Some miscommunication by the shortstop. DeBrecht in the center fielder. Galati. Galati had a long way to come as center field is quite deep. And that play looked like it would have been easier made by DeBrecht. DeBrecht only got about 3 feet into shallow center field before he stops. And so that'll fall for a base hit. And now the Studs have two on with just one away and a runner on second and in scoring position. The right fielder, Henry Chaney, will now step in. Gallegos taking his time, checks the runners at second and first. He'll now kick and deliver as this one's low for ball one. We've seen Gallegos pitch just a short inning in their first game of the season against the Rosebuds. Had a nice inning. Has a beautiful pickoff move to first as a lefty. As this pitch, a fastball is also low, and so now the count is 2-0. 45 should have two away here and a runner on first. That miscommunication by the center fielder and the shortstop changes the game dramatically. And now with just one away, the Studs have runners on first and second. Gallegos kicks, and that pitch is in their first strike, and that's now 2-1. Score update for you from the MLB. In the bottom half of the sixth in San Francisco, the Giants now lead the Phillies 1-0. As Gallegos fires. And for the second time tonight, right fielder number 3, Henry Chaney, will reach on a hit by pitch. The 45 struggled with their control last night. Walking 10 and hitting 3. And so now that is their third hits batsman of the game. Gallegos is first. And the studs have the bases juiced here with one out. And Gallegos' first pitch to the left fielder, Jacob Hirsch, is fouled back and out of play. 1-0 count to Hirsch. One away. 45s trail 3-1, and the studs threatening to crack open this inning. Gallegos inherited the first batter as the pitch is away, and it's 1-1 now. Inherited the first batter on a 2-0 count. Walked Arrington. Got the next batter out for round number 1. Then a squib single into center. Advance the runners to first and second as that ball is swung on and hit early by Hirsch down the first baseline and out of play. You just heard that. That means Hirsch is the beer batter of the game, everyone's favorite batter. If he strikes out, it's a dollar off beer for everyone in the stadium. So Hirsch will fight to stay alive. 1-2, the count with one away and the base is loaded. Gallegos fires. This one hit into right field. It's a deep liner. Murphy is there, and he'll fire in, but not before the runner, Arrington, on third, tags and scores. And now the score is 4-1. Studs lead here in the fifth. Runners on first, second don't advance on the deep fly ball to the right side. So they will remain at first and second here with two away, as the third baseman, number 6, Kyle Bowe, will step to the plate. Gallegos' first pitch to Bowe, high and outside for ball 1. The 45s will finish up their series tomorrow night against the studs. First pitch is set for 6:15, I believe. They are, as that pitch is in there to even up the count at 1-1. If you can't make it out tomorrow night, you'll just have to wait till next Friday as the 45s will take on the Indians, the Fairfield Indians, at 7:15 on June the 7th here at Historic Tiger Field. Just $5 to get in. A worthwhile price to get some semi-professional / amateur baseball here in Redding, California. One of Redding's premier entertainment opportunities. Great atmosphere and good baseball now is Bowe will step out, 1-2 the count, having some words with the umpire, and now he'll step back in. 2-1, 2 away. Runners on first and second for the studs. Bowe looking to drive one in the gap to bring that runner around. As he hits this one down the right field line, it'll curve foul and out of play, and the count will stay at 1-2. So that'll be a 3-game series against the Fairfield Indians on the 7th, 8th, and 9th of June. As Gallegos taking his time, and now Bowe and Gallegos going back and forth trying to maintain the control of this at-bat and the timing. as Gallegos fires, and this one ripped right at the third baseman. A great snag by Pritchard to end the inning. So the Studs do score one, bringing their lead to 4-1. As we head into the bottom half of the fifth, our broadcast tonight brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. The McConnell Foundation helping build better communities through philanthropy. It's 4-1. 45's trail. You're listening to Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460.
Ever since we started Boomer Tech Radio, Advanced Automotive has been part of our program. But Tim and Cody Morlock are more than just our advertisers. They're our friends, and they are our first choice when we have our personal vehicles serviced. Why? Well, because after your home, your car is probably your second biggest investment, and it's vital that it be safe and dependable. Advanced Automotive has a skilled staff of certified technicians ready to diagnose your vehicle and get it running right. Advanced Automotive is listed on RepairPal.com, a national rating site where customers can leave reviews and even get an estimate on the cost of a repair. Go where the professionals take their vehicles to be serviced. Advanced Automotive in Reading, on the web at AdvancedAutoReading.com. Visit them at 5756 F Westside Road, just off Bonneview. Call them at 530-244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Hello, at Hilltop Medical Clinic, we're here when you need us. No appointments are necessary. This gives us a unique picture of the health and the infections that are circulating in our community. Want to know if influenza has arrived in Reading? Then like our Hilltop Medical Clinic Facebook page or go to our website at hilltopmedicalclinic.com. Awareness is one of the best ways to protect the health of your family and children. Hilltop Medical Clinics, 221-1565 or 246-4629.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460. Our broadcast tonight brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, helping build better communities through philanthropy. First pitch to the leadoff hitter, the designated hitter, number 22, Kobe Zimmerman, in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. A little bit of misinformation earlier. It is a four-game series against the Indians this next weekend as Zimmerman swings at a breaking ball and misses, and it's 0-2. As Wood continues to do well out there on the mound for the Studs. Our four-game series starts on Thursday the 7th at 7:15. We'll run through Sunday the 10th. So if you have some free time next weekend, as that ball is low and away for ball one, I encourage you to come out and check out the action. 45 still getting some of their players. All of these players play for college baseball teams and are still finishing up their seasons, especially if they made the postseason. So hopefully here soon they'll have a full club. As the fourth pitch of the at-bat is low and inside to Zimmerman for ball two. So Zimmerman doing a good job taking some pitches out of the zone, turning the count around from 0-2 to 2-2. Wood will deliver. Fastball chopped. Zimmerman was there, but just a bit ahead of it as it goes foul towards the third base dugout, and he'll see another pitch. 4-1, the 45s trail to the Studs from Seattle. Studs put up a 3-run fourth and a 1-run fifth. As Wood delivers, this one chopped high and fouled on the third baseline again. Zimmerman ahead of it. The Studs took last night's game by a final score of 8-2. A rough outing after a big win against the other local team, the Reading Ringtails, just last weekend for the 45s. As Zimmerman continues to fight, popping this one back behind the home plate and out of play towards all of the large targets with the parked cars.
And that souvenir kit is brought to you by Kobe Zimmerman.
2-2 the count. No one on and no one away. Bottom half of the fifth, Zimmerman at the plate. Zimmerman swings and misses on a nice pitch by Michael Wood. And so Zimmerman will head back to the dugout on a strikeout. And there's now one away. The second baseman, number seven, Mickey Meinhofer, will step to the plate. The only 45s player with a name, a nickname, affectionately known as the Mantle. His first name being Mickey, as in Mickey Mantle, of course, the one of the all-time greats in the MLB. Meinhofer takes a pitch wide, and the count's 1-0 here with one away and no one on. Tomorrow's game, first pitch at 6:15. If you have nothing going on your Sunday night, you should come out and check it out, as that pitch is in there for a strike, and the count's 1-1. At least the schedule says 6:15. My studio engineer and I have had some disagreement on that. He says 6, I say 6:15. As that ball is grounded up the middle. And Meinhofer does a great job racing down the first baseline to be safe on the ground ball that was in the middle.
Top of the order, 345.
Cody Banks was there, scooped it up and fired over to first, but the speed by Meinhofer got him down the line in a hurry and safe. It was a close play. Could have been called either way, and I think the studs would agree that they thought he was out, but nonetheless, Meinhofer will remain at first. He gets about a 6-foot lead, and the top half of the order will come up. Lane Pritchard now batting, left fielder with a single on the day as he shows bunt. Throw down to first. Meinhofer with a big lead. He dives back in time. A great throw there by catcher McCormick for the studs. Just late as Meinhofer now has to get some dirt out of his mouth. So he took a faceful diving back into first. One oh count, one away, and one on to the third baseman, number 23, Lane Pritchard. Pritchard takes a breaking ball, and the count's now 2-0. Wood taking his time, checking on the runner at first. The throw in, and another liner down the right field line, similar to his first hit, but this one's screeching foul. About 10 feet on the right side of the first baseline. And so Pritchard will see another pitch. Meinhofer with his lead. Wood throws. Pritchard fouls this one off his foot. And so he'll take a short walk. To try and walk that one off. And the umpire will even give it a minute and go out and take a short walk of his own out to the pitcher's mound. You know, there's a few things that sting just as bad as a ball off the end of the bat in cold weather with no batting gloves, and a ball off the top of the foot is right there. So Pritchard doing a good job fighting that one off, as now he'll step in. To see another pitch, 2-2 the count, one on and one away. 45's trail, 1-4 to the studs here in the bottom half of the fifth. Wood gets his sign, checks on the runner. Meinhofer with an 8-foot lead and delivers. This one chopped high and again. Pritchard early on the breaking ball from Wood. As I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, that has been Wood's bread and butter. At least 3 strikeouts on the night on that pitch. And so far limiting the 45's offense to just 1 run and two really hard hit balls. Pritchard with one, then next batter, DeBrecht with the other. As Pritchard, trying to play catch up to the fastball, fouls this one down the third baseline and out of play. And he'll stay alive. 2-2 the count. Pritchard doing a good job extending this at bat, trying to get Wood and his pitch count up there and knock him out of the game. 45's struggling so far to get their offense going, so if they can get someone to come out of the bullpen and take advantage, that would be favorable. The Studs do have a righty down there in the bullpen. Looks to be, I believe, number 34, Ray Raven. As Pritchard will again foul this ball back and out of play. And see another pitch. Wood finally gets his sign, sets and delivers. Pritchard hits this one up. It's right towards the fans. Everyone's scrambling to get out of play. But it'll curve back into play, and the catcher, number 24, McCormick, unable to make a play on it as it was right on the net. I mean, I don't know that you can have a ball closer to the net without hitting it. So, again, Pritchard will see another pitch. At this point, this is a good at-bat for the batter. I mean, you've seen 8, 9, 10 pitches at this point. You're extending the at-bat. Even if you, you know, don't get a base hit, you got to be satisfied extending the at-bat this long. And if he does come away with a ground ball to the right side and pushing the runner over or any productive out or even better, a base hit, then you're doing things really well. As the next pitch is a ball, and now the count is full to Pritchard. Gazzo on deck for the 45s. He would like to have a chance to drive someone in. If Pritchard reaches base here and pushes Meinhofer over, and he will reach on a walk. So a beautiful at bat by Pritchard. As now the coach for the Studs will come out to have a chat with his starting pitcher. The 45s do have two on with just one here away. Der Meinhofer reached on a infield single, and Pritchard just walked to reach base. It is 4-1 here in the bottom half of the fifth with the tying run now on first. With the tying run at bat. And that'll be the left fielder, Jake Gozo. Gozo yet to record a base hit. Is now the meeting at the mound will concur. Looks like they'll leave Wood in the game. Could be the reliever down in the bullpen, Raven, not quite ready to come in. Could be the manager just looking to see if Wood can stick this one out and get a ground ball double play or an out of any kind. As, my mistake, I don't know why I keep saying Gozo was up next, as DeBrecht steps in. And this is who you want up in this spot right here. DeBrecht with incredible power, already drove one to deep right center. Two on and one out. Fastball in the dirt, squirts away from the catcher, but picked up quickly. And so the runner's staying. It's a 1-0 count. One-oh to DeBrecht. DeBrecht with that sack fly earlier. Looking to get his first hit of the game. As now he is waiting patiently, somewhat patiently anyway, in the box for Wood. Wood delivers, breaking ball high, and it's 2-0. Wood definitely taking his time, trying to get in the batter's head. You can tell DeBrecht a little bit frustrated, shrugging his shoulders after Wood takes so long to make a move either to the bag or to home, having a few words with the catcher. As Wood shaking off several signs from the catcher, McCormick, now finds one he likes, checks on the runner, and he'll come home. That one in there for strike one, and the count is 2-1 here with one away and two on for the 45s. Runners on first and second. Meinhofer on second, reached on a infield single. Pritchard on first after reaching on a walk after a beautiful at-bat, extending it quite nicely as that pitch is low and away, and it's 3-1. So it could be the pitch count getting up there for Wood, wearing his arm out as he's starting to look not quite as dominant as he was the first four frames. He checks in and delivers. Swung on and missed by DeBrecht Saab. Pitch he wanted to drive, and he just about swung out of his shoes at that one. And so now the count is full with one away. Wood sets, checks on the runners, and delivers the payoff pitch. Strike three, sit him down. So DeBrecht will go down on strikes. Unhappy with the call, and he's having some words as he walks back to the dugout with the umpire. The runners were going as soon as that pitch left the left Wood's hand, so they wind up on second and third. Now with two away, Gozo has a chance to drive in a couple and bring this within a one-run game. Here with two outs in the bottom half of the fifth. Wood delivers to Gozo. Gozo, a ground ball right at the shortstop. Banks. Banks will fire over to first, and that'll end the inning. So the 45s threaten to score, but unable to convert. Our broadcast tonight, of course, brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. The McConnell Foundation is helping build better communities through philanthropy. 4-1, the Studs lead. When we return, we'll head into the top half of the sixth. You're listening to Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460.
Reading Dance Center presents the full ballet production of The Red Shoes, as well as a featured medley of jazz, tap, and modern pieces titled Dance It Out on Saturday, June 9th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. When Karen puts on the red shoes, she can't stop dancing. Come for an exciting evening filled with beautiful music and talented dancers. The matinee performance is at 1 and the evening performance is at 7. Tickets can be purchased at readingcivic.com. Bring your family and friends for a delightful encounter with music and dance.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are in the top half of the sixth. Here at historic Tiger Field, the 45s taking on the Seattle Cheney Studs. The 45s trail currently 4-1. As the pitcher, Paul Gallegos, on the mound, throws a first pitch strike here to start off the inning. 45s led for the first three innings,
But since then, it's been all studs as the batter, the center fielder number 5, Connor Savage, takes a ball low, and the count's evened up at one apiece. Gallegos fires this breaking ball. Gets away from him, and it's high, and the count is 2-1. That ball fouled back into the glove of the catcher. 4, strike 2, and the count's evened up at 2 apiece. .45's threatened to score in the bottom half of the fifth. Had 2 on. As the ball goes screaming off the mound and into center field, just past the outstretched glove of Lorenzo Debrecht. Galati comes in to field it and throws it in quickly, but not before Savage reaches base again. And so the leadoff hitter will again be on first here for the studs here in the sixth. Now batting will be the second baseman, number 28, Colin Wolf. That first pitch from Gallegos in for strike 1 to Wolf. And the count's 0-1 here with 1 on and no one away in the 6th. Gallegos fires this breaking ball way short. Gets away from the catcher. He's struggling to find it. Savage will get all the way to second round. Take a big turn around second. And now head back. And so, a lack of control has a runner in scoring position with no one away. And I count 1-1 to Wolf. Next series for the 45s against the Fairfield Indians starts next Thursday as a soft chopper is over the head of the pitcher. I think it'll do it as it does. Wolf will reach on a bloop infield single, and Savage will advance over to third. Just one of those things in baseball, when things aren't going your way, they aren't going your way. A ball that could have easily been an out just goes right over the glove of the pitcher Gallegos and lands dead in the grass, not moving anywhere. Second baseman Meinhofer comes in and fires over to first, but it's not in time, and so now the studs have runners at the corners with no one away. The DH, number 10, Landon Riker now batting as he takes first pitch strike in there. Falls behind 0-1. Riker with an RBI earlier in the game. Looking to drive in another. With Savage on third as he hits this one hard but foul down the right field line and out of play into the opposing batting cages. Gallegos taking his time. I'm honestly surprised we haven't seen the runner go, and maybe that's why the ball is lined hard into center. Galati is there to make the catch, but that'll do it for a sack fly as Connor Savage will trot in from third to home. So Riker with his second RBI of the game. And Savage will come in to score, making it 5-1 here with one away and a runner on in the sixth. That pitch from Gallegos in there for strike 1. He's been doing a good job getting ahead in the count. He just hasn't been able to finish the last few batters off. That has left us where we're at. Is that pitch again in the dirt and wide. And Wolf will head down from first to second easily and advance on the wild pitch. That run will still be earned even if we get two quick outs here for the Studs and for Gallegos, as a wild pitch is considered an earned run, and of course a pass ball considered an unearned and an error, as the batter Tanner Arrington fouls that one back into the backstop, and the count's 1-2 here with one away and a runner on second. In honor of us, the 45s playing the Seattle Studs on this date in 2010, Ken Griffey Jr. unexpectedly retired from Major League Baseball after 22 years of compiling Hall of Fame statistics. A clear Hall of Famer, as that pitch is wide and evens up the count at 2-2. He stated, "I feel that without enough occasional starts to be a sharper coming off the bench, my continued presence as a player would be an unfair distraction to my teammates and their success as a team, which is what the ultimate goal should be." As this one is softly lined in the left field, it'll fall. Runner will hold at third as the left fielder Gozo does a good job getting it in right away. Third base coach holding up the runner at third. Honestly, I think he probably could have scored had they wanted to, but no one having real trouble getting a base hit here with one away and runners on the corner and the catcher, McCormick, coming to the plate. Griffey, who was affectionately known as the Kid, was then 40 and left the majors fifth on the all-time career home run list with 630 round trippers. Gallegos again, a first pitch strike in the count, 0-1 to McCormick. Junior, one of the funnest players to ever grace the baseball diamond, with a beautiful swing as that pitch is in the dirt and the count's 1-1. Of course, started off his career with the Mariners, playing with his dad, one of the few father-son baseball duos to ever play the game. As Gallegos fires that pitch in there, and the count's now 1-2. A strikeout would be huge here for Gallegos, with runners on first and third and only one away. Gallegos delivers this one. Hit hard, but foul and out of play, and the count will stay 1-2 to McCormick. And to me, in my mind, that is the ultimate sign of a great baseball teammate right there. Griffey knew that, you know, he could boost his numbers, he could keep playing and, you know, racking up the statistics, but he was hurting his team by being on the field, so he decides to walk away and do what's best for the team. As the next pitch from Gallegos is low and in the dirt, and it's 2-2. Some guys, Kobe, Derek Jeter, just decide to keep playing and keep playing despite their team's woes and having a very negative effect. If you look at the statistics, their wins above replacement statistic for both those two players, despite being Hall of Famers and some of the all-time greats, was in negative double digits when they left. They decided to have their parade instead of doing what was best for the team. So as this ball is absolutely hammered, and that one is gone. So McCormick finds a pitch that he likes to hit, and a three-run bomb makes this game 8-1. That was a no-doubter from the catcher McCormick, as that line drive was absolutely scorched to left field about 360 feet, which clears the wall easily.
Now batting shortstop number 14, Cody Bates.
So now the shortstop, Cody Banks, will come to the plate. The best part about a home run, I guess the silver lining if you're the defense, is that a home run is often a rally killer for a team. But Gallegos' pitch is about 9 feet outside the strike zone there. The breaking ball is released way early, and the count's 1-0. Gallegos sets and delivers. This one way short as well, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see a mound visit here from the coach. Here's a quick 2-0, sorry, on two pitches that were nowhere near the strike zone.
gives Banks a hitter's count. 2-0, one away, no one on here in the top half of the sixth. Banks the hitter. As he swings on a pitch inside the strike zone, fouls it back and out of play into the parking lot. And it's now 2-1 as the 45s trail 8-1. As this one scorched right at the shortstop, though. Debrecht out there making plays left and right. A great jumping snagged from number 11 for out number 2.
Right fielder number 3, Henry Cheney.
So now right fielder number 3, Henry Cheney, will come up to bat with no one on and two away. Cheney has reached base twice on hit by pitches alone, one of them by Gallegos. Gallegos fires, and again, the first pitch, breaking ball way high and outside for ball one. Second pitch in there from Gallegos for strike one, evening up the count on 1-1. Good job jumping back there. Next pitch, soft grounder towards the left side. Good scoop there by Pritchett. He'll fire on the first for the third out. So Gallegos gets out of the inning, but not before the studs put up four more. Score is 8-1 as we head into the bottom half of the sixth. You are listening to Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
The Affordable Spas Hot Tub Summer Financing Event is happening now through June 30th. Qualified buyers get 0% interest financing for 36 months. Transform your home into a personal wellness retreat today and start your path to better relaxation, sleep, joint, and muscle relief. When you buy from Affordable Spas, you're sure to have service after the sale. The Affordable Spas 0% Summer Financing Event now through June 30th. Affordable Spas, 885 Commerce Street, Reading. Subject to credit approval and terms and conditions apply. AffordableSpasForYou.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back in, ladies and gentlemen. We are in the bottom half of the sixth. The 45's trail 8-1 here, and a pitching change for the studs, the Seattle studs, as number 34, Ray Raven, comes into pitch. A hard-throwing right-hander. He'll take over for the pitcher, Michael Wood, who has been absolutely dealing and is in line to take the win here unless something drastic happens in these last four innings, which is certainly possible for the 45. Still lots of baseball to play as the first baseman, number 24, Marcus Wilhite, will step to the plate.
Everybody clap your hands. Come on, y'all.
Will Height will be the first batter to face off against Raven. First pitch from Raven, a fastball. low and outside for ball one. Raven delivers this one on the outside part of the plate and fouled back by Will Height. And the count is 1-1. Score update from the MLB. Just a few games left to play. Rangers and Angels still tied at 2 in the bottom of the ninth. Giants now lead the Phillies in the bottom of the 8th, 2-2 as Will Height swings and misses on a pitch, making it 1-2. The Mariners are leading the Rays in Seattle. As Will Height now scorches this one down the first baseline, it'll kick just foul. It must have gone foul just before it came to the bag. And so he'll stay alive to see another pitch, and the count will stay at 1-2. So Mariners in the headed into the seventh, lead the Rays 3-1. Slow game is, I mean, the other games left playing are already in the seventh, eighth, and ninth. The Diamondbacks lead the Marlins now 6-1 in the seventh as the pitch from Raven is wide and the count is evened up at 2-2. 45s have one more game against the Studs tomorrow to finish out the series, and then they'll take a few days off and start against the Indians, the Fairfield Indians, on Thursday the 7th with a 7:15 first pitch. At their first four-game series of the year. So far, a three-game series against the Rosebuds as Will Height chops this one into shallow left field for a base hit. So he'll round first, now trot back in, and that's how we get things started and exactly what you want when you're in a hole. So Will Height fighting off a tough pitch on the inside part of the plate. Gets his hands out in front and flips it oppo for a leadoff single. As now the right fielder number 19, Jackson Murphy, will go to the plate. So some trash on the field. Umpire comes over to pick it up, and we will resume play. Bottom of six. No one out, one on for the 45s. They do have quite a bit of work to do here and some runs to make up for. They trail 8-1 against the Seattle Studs. Still a lot of baseball to play. 3.5 innings. As the pitch from Raven is low and away in the counts. 1-0. Catcher McCormick will go out to have a chat with his new pitcher, who seems to be throwing pretty good stuff. Gave up that single to Will Height on a really good pitch, two-strike pitch. And now we'll have to work from behind as it's 1-0 to Murphy. Fires this one low again, and it's 2-0. Raven with a really quick delivery home and a mid to low three-quarter release. Not much of a kick at all. And he's not really paying much attention to the runner on first. Could be because he makes such a quick move to home. Be tough for the runner to go as that fastball is in there right down the middle for strike one. 2-1 the count here to Murphy. 45s need to string together more than a couple, several pairs, I guess, of hits and get some base runners going here before this game gets too far out of whack as Murphy hits a line drive to center field. Over is Savage. He makes the out easily as Will Height will trot back to first, and now there's one away. Our broadcast tonight is, of course, brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, McConnell Foundation helping build better communities through philanthropy. And now stepping to the plate will be the catcher number 5, Daniel Duarte. First pitch to Duarte, low and away, and the fastball get past McCormick, a wild pitch from Raven. And Will Height trots down to second. And so now the 45s have their first chance to bring in a run with a runner in scoring position in the last couple innings. McCormick calling time, and he will again, the second mound visit already this inning. It's McCormick coming down to have a chat with his pitcher. After the 45s take on the Fairfield Indians this next week, I believe they face off against one of the two teams from Humboldt. They do. They have a two-game series against the Crabs. Starting on the 13th at 7:15, and then again on the 14th at 7:15. As that pitch to Duarte is low and away. And now it's 2-0. Duarte will look for a pitch to hit, drive in the run on second. He'll ground one softly to the second base side. It'll move the runner over as Wolf is there to fire over to first to Arrington to get out number 2. So the 45s desperately need to extend this inning as number 17, the center fielder Anthony Galati, will come to the plate. Big holes in right center and on the right field line as the center fielder is shifted to the left of center field. Raven fires that one in there for strike one. Of course, down 8-1. Started off the game strong, not allowing a run in the first, second, and third, but the studs piled together a few strong innings as that pitch is away. Scoring 3 in the fourth, all with 2 away. Scoring just 1 in the fifth, but then putting together a big inning in the sixth with a 4-run inning, mainly off of the bat of the catcher, Ken McCormick, who hit a scorching home run to the left field, which drove in 3. As Galati swings through and misses on that pitch, and now he's behind in the count 1-2. Two away here. Runner on third for the 45s in the bottom half of the sixth. Raven delivers off speed, but away. And the count's even up at 2-2. Raven with a high kick this time. This one in the dirt. And Galati has now worked this count full. Rangers and Angels are now in extras, 2-2 in the top of the 10th. Giants and Phillies are in the top of the 9th. Giants lead 2-0. Now as a check swing, squirts one towards the short, hole it short. Galati racing down the first baseline, makes it to first safely, and Will Height will come in to score. So the ultimate form of small ball there on a squib single by Galati brings in the 45-second run of the game. And so now with 2 away, 45s have a run in and a runner on first. And stepping to the plate will be the designated hitter, number 22, Kobe Zimmerman.
Reeves.
Actually, scratch that. We will have a pinch hitter. And the hit will be number 21, J.J. Reeves. We've seen Reeves actually come in and pitch a couple times. Has some pretty good stuff. Seen some shutdown innings from him. A left-handed hitter. First pitch from Raven is well wide as it'll kick to the backstop, and Galati will head over to second. So Reeves now with a chance to drive in a run as the pitcher Raven for the Studs has just stepped off the mound. The coach didn't even come out to get him. He just jogged off the mound into the dugout with no notice after that pitch. Could be he tweaked his arm on that throw. Could be something we aren't sure of. So we'll take a quick break for this pitching change. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball, brought to you by McConnell Foundation. McConnell Foundation, helping build better communities through philanthropy. We return. 45's at bat, trying to make a comeback. They trail 8-2 here on KCNR 1460.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460. Of course, a really odd pitching change there for the Studs. The pitcher, Raven, just came in this inning. Been through five batters. On his sixth batter, gets one pitch into the at-bat, throws a wild ball that skips to the backstop, and before the catcher even scoops it up, he has jogged into the dugout without anyone in the bullpen for the Studs. So the coming into pitch now for the Studs is going to be number 16, Tate Budnick. He had to get a few throws from just standing to get his arm warmed up. Now taking a few pitches from the mound. Umpire giving him a few extra as he throws to McCormick. Giants have finished out the game against the Phillies, winning their second in a row, 2-0. Didn't even need the bomb half of the ninth to pull out the win. Mariners still lead the Rays. They are in the bottom of the seventh now, and the Diamondbacks are leading the Marlins 6-1 in the bottom half of the seventh in Arizona. 45's desperately trying to make a comeback here. They trail 8-2 here with two away and a runner on second against the Studs. Studs took game one in the series by a final score of 8-2. So the 45s would love to even the series up before the rubber match tomorrow at 6. Let's check in back in on the world of baseball in this day in 2003. The Expos will wear Maurice Richards uniform number 9, on their right sleeves for the remainder of the year to pay tribute to the late Montreal Canadiens star who played 18 seasons in the NHL. This is the first time a major league team had chosen to honor a hero from a different sport. It was back 18 years ago today. And we got the time, so why don't we do one more? One of the greats. In 1995, Hideo Nomo, limiting the Mets to just one run on two hits in over eight innings of work, picks up his first major league win in a 2-1 decision at Dodger Stadium in L.A. The Dodgers signed the 26-year-old former Japanese All-Star in the offseason that year. So that was 13 years ago today. .45s, 2-2 on the season. Won their first game, which would have been their second game had the first game of the season not been rained out. In typical Reading weather, it was absolutely pouring for about 12 hours and then was 85 the next day. As now we are set to get underway. Presuming his at bat will be the new designated hitter, number 21, J.J. Reeves. Reeves, I believe, has taken his first at bat of the season. Normally, we see Reeves in relief pitching. A left-handed pitcher has some real good stuff. As the new pitcher, Tate Budnick, fires one in there low. For a ball, and the count is now 2-0. Of course, Budnick, if you're just joining us, took over for Raven, who left suddenly in the middle of the at-bat, throwing just one pitch to Reeves. So it was a 1-0 count, now 2-0 with two away and a runner on second. Budnick fires home this one wide, and now it's 3-0. So some good takes from the pinch hitter Reeves. Budnick needed to come in on that pitch, and he does. Fires a fastball in there to make the count 3-1. Reeves looked to be taking all the way. We'll see if he does again here. Still ahead in the count. As that pitch is on the outside part of the plate. It was close, but called strike two, and the count is now full. But Nick checks on the batter, now fires home, and Reeves with a good cut, but he'll go down swinging to end the inning. The 45s do plate one, making the score 8-2 now as we head into the seventh. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
Cinerama presents Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Friday, June 15th. Join us at the Sundial Bridge for craft beers from some of Northern California's favorite breweries, live music, tasty food, and fun activities. Tickets are $10 in advance, $15 at the gate, and includes your first full beer. All proceeds support Turtle Bay's education programs and exhibitions. This 21 and older event is sure to sell out, so buy your tickets for Brews by the Bridge now at turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back in, ladies and gentlemen. We are in the seventh inning here at Tiger Field. 45's trail the visiting Seattle Cheney Studs. 8-2.
Left fielder, number 4, Jacob.
As the beer batter, the left fielder, number 4, Jacob Hirsch, steps to the plate. This will probably be the last time that the fans have the benefit of the beer batter, as the first pitch from Gallegos, who stays in the game for the 45s, is in their first strike. Gallegos kicks and delivers this one. Skied out to left field. Over is Gozo, and he will make the catch for out number 1. Rangers have taken the lead over the Angels in Los Angeles in the top half of the 10th. They now lead 3-2, so if they head into the bottom half of the inning and get 3 outs, they will have taken the win on that game. As now the third baseman, number 6, Kyle Bo, steps in. Gallegos has pitched to Bo in there for strike 1. Gallegos with a rough inning last inning, giving up 4 runs and a 3-run bomb to the catcher McCormick. Gets ahead now 0-2 with a breaking ball. He's coming out firing. I like the aggressiveness and the confidence from him here in the seventh inning. He kicks and delivers. This one just wide, trying to get Bo to chase. He does not, and the count's now 1-2. That pitch again wide, and the count's now evened up at 2 apiece. This one scorched right at the second baseman. Meinhofer scoots over and makes the grab on the line drive for out number 2. So now with 2 away, the center fielder, number 5, Connor Savage, who has had a good game thus far, both defensively and offensively, will step to the plate. Gallegos fires this one, just misses the outside part of the plate, and the count's 1-0. This one skips short of home, and the count's 2-0. Breaking ball released just a bit late by Gallegos, as he will now have to work from behind. That pitch misses as well, and so 2 good outs, quick outs for Gallegos, but he is now fallen behind 3-0. Fires this one in there. It's in for a strike, and it's 3-1. Gallegos delivers, and that one in the dirt as well. So Savage will reach on a walk on the fourth ball that wasn't nearly close enough to get him to swing. I don't know that he would have chased either way with
three balls, all of which that had him in close to the strike zone. Second baseman, number 28, Colin Wolf, will now step in with two away and a runner on first. Gallegos fires in this one. Fouled back and out of play. And so Gallegos is ahead in the count. And it's 0-1. Gallegos, the lefty, fires in there, breaking ball low. And that evens up the count at 1-1 apiece. Our broadcast tonight brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. McConnell Foundation, helping build better communities through philanthropy, as this ball is hit out into center field for a shallow single. The Studs have had a couple of those this game. As that one drops in for a single for the second baseman, Wolf, it'll move Savage over to second, so the Studs will have runners on first and second with two away. And the designated hitter, Landon Riker, up to bat. Riker also having himself a night at the plate. A couple RBIs. As he hits this one right at the shortstop, DeBrecht will go the short way over to second for out number three. A good quick inning for Paul Gallegos in the seventh. The 45s trail here, 8-2 as we head into the bottom half of the second. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank. And I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill. Or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Colt 45's baseball. We are in the bottom half of the seventh. The 45's trail the Studs from Seattle, 8-2. The second baseman, number 7, Mickey Meinhofer, leading off the inning for the 45s. He hits a first pitch foul and out of play down the right field line. And the count is 0-1. Number 16, Tate Budnick, back out on the mound as he fires his fastball, swung on and missed by Meinhofer. A little bit up and out of the zone. Good pitch there from Budnick to make it 0-2. Budnick has some pitches to play with. Let's see if there's one out of the zone here. Breaking ball. Close on the inside part of the plate for ball one. Got his catcher crossed up a little bit. McCormick had set up on the outside half of the plate. That breaking ball broke in towards the batter's knees. So even if it had been a strike, a tough call. And a tough frame job for McCormick now as Meinhofer swings on the fastball, fouls it back into the glove of McCormick for out number one. We'll head to the top of the order now as the third baseman, number 23, Lane Pritchard, will come to the plate. Pritchard had a hit back in the first. It was a leadoff double to start the game for the 45s. Later come in to score. Hasn't been able to do much since as he takes a first pitch fastball strike on the outside corner piece. Just a little bit of it for an 0-1 count now here with one away and no one on. Budnick fires a fastball. Pritchard, sitting fastball, scorches this one back up the middle. He'll take a big turn around first and head back to the bag for his second hit of the night. And now the shortstop, number 11, Lorenzo Debrecht, will look to extend this inning a little further as he comes to bat with one out and one on. Pritchard, a sizable lead, out on first. Breaking ball. 2 Debrecht is in there for strike one. Don't see a lot of those from Budnick. Used it effectively there as Debrecht didn't even make a motion, a swinging motion, or even start his swing. And the count's 0-1. Budnick checks on the runner and comes home. This one off speed, low and inside, and the count's 1-1. Budnick delivers, and this one fouled back. Debrecht right there with the timing, just unable to get the barrel of the bat on it. Skips off the top half of the bat and out of play. And the count is now 1-2. Budnick's pitch swung on and missed by Debrecht, and he'll go down on strikes for the second out of the inning.
Your left fielder.
The left fielder, number 13, Jake Gozo, will now come to the plate. Budnick taking his time out on the mound, checking on the runner at first. He'll deliver. Goes up with a good-looking swing, fouls this one straight back into the backstop for strike one. Rangers do top the Angels in extra innings. In the 10th, they were able to score one as goes a swings and misses. 4-2 on a breaking ball that was low and in the dirt. So 0-2 with two away here and one on to Gozo. So the Rangers beat the Angels in Anaheim 3-2. The Diamondbacks and Marlins and the Mariners and Rays both in the 8th. Diamondbacks lead the Marlins still 6-1. As Gozo now lines this one into left for a base hit. So this could be the start of a two-out rally here as now the 45s have two on and two away with the first baseman, number 24, Marcus Wilhite, coming to the plate.
Marcus Wilhite!
Fastball in there. Below is now the runner on second decided to try and steal third on the pass ball. That's DeBrecht who will get picked off at third. The sequence is 2-5. It was a close play. From my angle here, it looked like he might have made it ahead of the tag, but field umpire calls him out, and that's how we finish off the inning. So we will head into the top half of the eighth, the 45s still trailing 8-2. Our broadcast tonight, of course, brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, helping build better communities through philanthropy. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Astronaut Bob the Drop here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great landing, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Number 36.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are in the top half of the eighth. Here is the 45s are taking on the Seattle Cheney Studs in the second game of a three-game series. Studs won the first game last night by a final of 8-2. Lead currently in this game 8-2 as well as a pitching change for the 45s. And now on the mound is number 36, Zach Morgan. Morgan hard throwing left-hander as his first pitch is high for ball one. Morgan pitches at local Simpson University for the Redhawks, one of their key relievers in the rotation. Next pitch absolutely fooled the runner or the batter as it bounced about 8 feet short of home, and the batter, Tanner Arrington, still went around. And so that'll be strike one, and the count's now evened up at 1-1. So Zemo, as he's known, gets away with one there. He delivers that fastball, blows by Arrington as well, and now it's 1-2. His delivery very deceptive as his changeup and his fastball coming out of the hand at the exact same spot. Tough to see by any hitter, as now he delivers. And the batter went around again on a ball that skipped short of home. So Arrington will be sat down on strikes for out number one here in the eighth.
Catcher, number 24, Ken McCormick.
And now stepping to the plate, it's the ever so dangerous catcher, number 24, Ken McCormick. McCormick, of course, with the big hit of the game, a three-run blast to left field in the sixth inning to extend the lead for the Studs. The Duarte, the catcher for the 45s, out to talk to his pitcher, Morgan, give him some advice on areas to avoid or areas to hit here. Against the hard-hitting catcher, as that pitch is high and inside, a fastball brushes McCormick back, and it's 1-0. Morgan shakes off a couple signs, and now he'll come home. Kicks and delivers. This one high as well, and so 2-0 now to McCormick. .45s play one more against the Studs tomorrow night at 6 p.m. If you're interested, come on out to Historic Tiger Field down by the Reading Library. Zemo fires his fastball in, and McCormick hits it out to center off the inside part of the bat. Center fielder Galati is over to make the grab for out number two. So now coming to the plate will be the shortstop, number 14, Cody Banks. And the home plate umpire just tossed somebody out of the game. No warning had been issued. And it looks to be that the shortstop, Lorenzo Debrecht, has been tossed out of the game. On his way back to the dugout, saying he didn't even say anything to the home plate umpire. Although he did have a few words for him in and at bat earlier in the game. So that could be what has led to it at this point. So the 45s will have to send out someone to take Debrecht's spot out defensively. Crowd definitely upset, as we couldn't even hear anything from the stands. As we'll have some shifts defensively for the 45s. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Colt 45's Baseball. An interesting turn of events. We've had a few of those tonight. This one, an ejection, as the shortstop, number 11, Lorenzo Debrecht, was sent back to the dugout by home plate umpire. After, I'm guessing he's assuming that they were exchanging words. Debrecht on the way back to the dugout, claiming he didn't say anything. Just an odd turn of events, being as that the 45s had gotten two quick outs. There was a fly ball to center, and DeBrec didn't really even have a influence in the play. He did have a few words earlier with the home plate umpire, but that was back in the third inning, I believe. Just an kind of an odd transition, as it looks now that our second baseman, Mickey Meinhofer, will head over to play shortstop for the 45s, as Zach Morgan, who has come into the mound and got two quick outs for the 45s, will throw a few warm-up pitches before we resume. He'll take on the shortstop number 14, Cody Banks. And now the defense will reset and play will resume. Morgan kicks and delivers fastball in there. And that counts 0-1. Second pitch of the at-bat. Well short as that catches Duarte in a funny spot. He'll step out now, fire that one back to Morgan. We saw Morgan have trouble with the breaking ball in his first, facing his first batter through two that were well short of the strike zone, but still caught the batter to swing, helping him out, getting a strikeout there. As now he'll deliver. Fastball swung on and hit to the second baseman, fired over to first, and that's how the eighth inning ends. Our broadcast tonight, brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. The McConnell Foundation is helping build better communities through philanthropy. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Thank you for tuning in. We are in the bottom half of the eighth here at Tiger Field as they take on the Seattle Cheney Studs. The first baseman, number 24, Marcus Wilhite, at the plate. A few quick pitches to him has the count tied up at 1-1. As that fastball from Tate Budnick just outside for ball two. So 2-1 the count. The Mariners have finished up their game against the Rays as that pitch high to Wilhite, making it 3-1. And in fact, that was the final of the Mariners race game, 3-1 in Seattle. That pitch finds its way back into the strike zone, bringing the count full, 3-2 here with no one out and no one on for Wilhite. Wilhite swings and misses for strike three, and that's out number one here in the eighth. The 45s running out of time. If they are going to make a comeback, they need to do it now. Just five more outs to give before this game is finished up as the right fielder, number 19, Jackson Murphy, steps in to the box. Murphy swings and misses at the first pitch. A nice-looking fastball there from Budnick for strike one. Budnick now kicks and delivers, and Murphy swings and fouls this one, backing off the mask of the catcher, McCormick. McCormick looks like he's all right, just resets, fixing the straps a little bit, as the umpire will give him a few minutes. Trot out to the mound and drop off the ball to the pitcher, and the count's 0-2. And now a hard hit ball deep into left. It'll skip off the wall and get past the left fielder. But a beautiful throw from Jacob Hirsch off the carom in left field. Gets Jackson Murphy out at second, stretching. So what looked to have been a double ends up being out number two here in the eighth. And Daniel Duarte will come to the plate. Absolute laser from the left fielder, Hirsch. Duarte on the first pitch grounds it up to Wolf. Wolf will flip on to first for out number three. So the 45s go three up, three down here in the eighth. Our broadcast brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, helping build better communities through philanthropy. When we return, it'll be the top half of the ninth with the studs coming up to bat. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
Reading Dance Center presents the full ballet production of The Red Shoes, as well as a featured medley of jazz, tap, and modern pieces titled Dance It Out on Saturday, June 9th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. When Karen puts on the red shoes, she can't stop dancing. Come for an exciting evening filled with beautiful music and talented dancers. The matinee performance is at 1 and the evening performance is at 7. Tickets can be purchased at readingcivic.com. Bring your family and friends for a delightful encounter with music and dance.
Holiday Harbor on Shasta Lake has it all for your summer fun. Great deals on the best boats, from full-size houseboats to patio boats, fishing boats, wakeboards, paddleboards, jet skis, and pool toys. Shasta Lake has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat lakes in the nation. And Holiday Harbor has the best service, according to customers who come back year after year. They feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. Holiday Harbor, exit 695, or go to lakeshasta.com.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to Colt 45's Baseball. We are in the top half of the ninth inning as the 45s take on the Seattle Cheney Studs. Studs lead 8-2 here late in the game. Zach Morgan, who threw a gem of an inning in the eighth, is back out on the mound for the ninth. One of the premier relievers for the local University Simpson. Having himself a night here as well, as the home plate umpire is having a chat down with the head coach for the 45s down by the third base dugout. And now into bat will be the right fielder number three, Henry Chaney. Morgan's first pitch to Chaney. Just wide for ball one, pardon me, and the count's 1-0. Chaney doesn't bother stepping out as Morgan goes back to work quickly, and a breaking ball skips wide of the plate, and the count's 2-0. So now Morgan will have to work from behind. Morgan kicks and delivers. Again low, and a quick 3-0 count, as Morgan will have to come in to avoid walking the leadoff hitter. And I said it once before, and it came true, but leadoff walks always come around to score. And Morgan does come in with a fastball on the outside part of the plate, and it counts 3-1. Need another one of those. It doesn't have any room to play with any pitches here, as I would expect another fastball from Morgan. It is, and Chaney is way out in front, and it's 3-2. Morgan now with the payoff pitch. Breaking ball, strike three, sit him down looking. A beautiful off-speed pitch to Henry Chaney. We'll get the first out here in the ninth. As now the left fielder, number four, Jacob Hirsch, will come to the plate. Hirsch, who we didn't know up until this point, has an absolute cannon attached to the left side of his body as he fouls the first pitch back and out of play for strike one. Hirsch out in left field about on the edge of the warning track, probably about 45 or 50 feet out from home, fired a absolute laser to second base here in the last inning as that pitch is high for ball one. He picked the carom up after the ball skipped over his head off the wall, grabbed it, fired it in as Jackson Murphy was trying to stretch a single into a double, but his throw was right on line and got Murphy by about 4 feet. As Morgan's pitch is wide for ball two. 2-1, one away. That pitch low and away, and the count's now 3-1. So Morgan not doing himself any favors by going down in the count. Came back from a 3-0 count, though, to the last hitter. As his pitch there is high and ball four. So Hirsch will trot down to first with a walk here with one away. And the third baseman, number six, Kyle Bowe, stepping to the plate. 8-2 the score. Been a fairly quiet game since the sixth inning. One run scored for the 45s and a four-run inning for the Studs, which really cracked this game open and established their lead. Morgan's wavering a little bit as his pitch was wide for ball one. The lefty checking on the runner at first. Fastball fouled back and out of play. And that evens up the count at 1-1. Hirsch getting a good lead out there at first. Morgan will step off. Hirsch will bounce back. And now Morgan will step back on the mound. That pitch in there. Another fastball. And it's 1-2. Morgan sets and delivers. Breaking ball hit into center field over the head of the shortstop. Now being played by Mickey Meinhofer after DeBrecht left the game suddenly. So that's in there for a base hit. So with one out, that single puts runners on first and second with the center fielder number five, Connor Savage, coming to the plate.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Help.
Savage having a heck of a game at the plate as Morgan kicks and delivers. And that one's high for ball one.
Greatly, you touched.
Morgan deals this one foul down the third baseline and foul out of the reach of the left fielder. Gozo gave a little bit of chase, followed it to the line before trotting back out into the field. One and one on the count. One away, two on. Morgan checks on the runner on second. Now comes home. That pitch right at the chin. of the batter. Number 5, Connor Savage, he ducks out of the way, and now it's 2-1. Morgan's pitch fouled back, another fastball. And now it's 2-2. Wouldn't be surprised if we see him go to the breaking ball here. Although he has been having trouble getting it all the way to the plate. And Savage tonight has done a great job picking and choosing his pitches. Morgan's pitch, a fastball, and this one hit over the second baseman's head into right field. Runners will wind up just advancing one base as that single brings the bases loaded here with one away in the top half of the ninth. So Morgan retired his first four batters that he saw, but then has given up a walk and two singles, not hard hit singles by any mean, but off the inside part of the bat, little flares out in the outfield that are getting the job done as now number 28. The second baseman, Colin Wolf, comes to the plate and takes a first pitch strike, making it 0-1. Morgan would love a ground ball here to try and turn two, although lots of speed on the bags for the studs. Or a strikeout as that pitch is swung on and missed by Wolf. He was about 3.5 hours late on that one as he spun himself around, and it's 0-2. Morgan taking his time getting the sign from Duarte. He'll now step off and reset. He kicks and delivers. Swung on a miss. Good job there by Wolf getting a piece of it and staying alive. And he'll see another pitch. 0-2, one away. And the base is loaded for the studs here in the top half of the ninth. Morgan trying to limit the damage. Breaking ball. Hit right out of the second baseman. This could be two. Flipped over to short. And fired to first for a double play and ending the inning. Great job there by Zach Morgan to get out of a bases loaded jam with just one away. The 45s trail here 8-2 as we head into the ninth and their final chance to come back. Our broadcast tonight brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, helping build better communities through philanthropy. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR. 1460.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction. Let me ask you something. When is the last time you went to the range and shot your personal protection firearm? With this problem in mind, we at Northern Firearms Instruction have developed the NFI Defensive Pistol Course, taught one Sunday a month from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Reading Gun Club. This class reviews all the important concepts of the use of a pistol for self-defense. Bring 100 cartridges and your firearm to spend 5 hours with a certified NRA instructor. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are in the final part of our game here in the bottom half of the ninth. Anthony Galati, the center fielder for the 45s, leading off the inning. Here trying to start a late rally. He'll take a pitch low and away for a ball. 8-2 our score here. The 45s have quite a bit of work to do and not a lot of time to do it. 1-1 the count to the left-handed hitting Galati as he'll swing and miss. And that counts 1-2. On the mound, still for the studs, number 16, Tate Budnick, who's done a great job taking over. As he kicks and fires in this one, grounded sharply to third. Kyle Bowe is there as he fires over to Arrington at first for out number one. So a hard hit ball, but right at the defense nonetheless, and that's how this inning starts off.
Now batting for 45, number 21, J.J.
Designated Reeves. Hitter now stepping in, number 21, J.J. Reeves. Reeves went down on strikes his last at-bat. As Budnick kicks and delivers, Reeves takes a good-looking fastball there on the outside half of the plate for strike one. And he'll swing through pitch number two for strike two. But Nick getting on top of hitters quick with that fastball. He kicks and delivers, and that one's in there for strike three, and that'll send Reeves down looking for out number two. So with their last out of the game, stepping to the plate now will be the shortstop. Number seven, Mickey Meinhofer. Budnick delivers. That one low and in the dirt. Good take by Meinhofer for ball one. That pitch in there. And that count's evened up at 1-1 here with two away and no one on. This would be a rally of all rallies if the 45s can turn this around. Odd hop towards Arrington at first. He'll flip onto the pitcher, and that'll do it as the studs take game two by a final score of 8-2. We'll take a quick break and come back for a wrap-up. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in tonight and listening to another edition of Colt 45's Baseball. The 45s fell by a final score of 8-2 to the Seattle Studs in game two of this series. They'll look to take one from the Studs in the final game of the series tomorrow night. First pitch is set for 6 p.m. If you can't make it out there, next series will be against the Fairfield Indians next Thursday, the 7th. First pitch for that game is set out at 7:15. Again, your final score tonight, 8-2 as the 45s fall to the Seattle Studs. Our broadcast tonight brought to you by our sponsor, the McConnell Foundation, helping build better communities through philanthropy. This has been another edition of Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. I have a question for all of you who are concerned about the future of our country. Is it your desire that the youth of today be the future safeguard of our constitutional republic and our Christian heritage? Our youth and adults are being deceived into believing the big lie, and that is, there is no God, nor life after death. No wonder they have lost all hope. Only in having a true relationship with Jesus Christ can you know the truth that will make you free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
President Franklin D. Roosevelt asked Congress to declare war on Japan the day after the attack on Pearl Harbor. The date, December 8, 1941.
Hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. There are products that come with certain risks if you use them. Cigarettes, guns, medicines are examples. But then there are products you just would assume are perfectly safe. An example, until fairly recently, was baby powder. Johnson & Johnson, the most well-known baby powder maker, insists their product is perfectly safe. But more than one jury has found otherwise. The most recent verdict last week in Los Angeles. 66-year-old Joanne Anderson suffers from the lung disease mesothelioma. She claimed she got it from baby powder, which her legal team asserts contains asbestos. Johnson & Johnson says there is no asbestos in its baby powder, but the jury wasn't convinced and awarded nearly $26 million in compensatory and punitive damages. The company is battling hundreds of similar lawsuits around the country. Johnson & Johnson is fighting them all and appealing when it loses. We'll keep you updated. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
you're interested in it, Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Ashley is probably the most patient person and understanding. She's patient just for putting up with me and understanding. So when I decided to donate my kidney to Russell 2 years ago, I already made the decision before I even mentioned anything to her. We had a few conversations after that, but she has been so supportive and has always been there when I needed her the most, to include in the middle of the night when I've had nightmares or just when I need somebody to talk to. She has always been there, and she's given me the two greatest joys of my life, Madison and Emery.
And that is the words, and that's Andrew Copeland. Part of his speech last night after receiving the Courage Award at the World, the Wounded Warrior Project dinner, which I was lucky enough to host. And joining us now in studio is Andrew Copeland himself, Courage Award winner and veteran, as well as General Linnington. General Michael Linnington is somebody who decided, okay, I've been out. I'm out of the military, so let's keep serving the country. So he takes over the Wounded Warrior Project in a tough time when they were rebuilding and provided, by all accounts, incredible leadership and now doing even better things for those who serve. General, welcome back. Andrew, great to see you.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks for having
us on. Are you sick of seeing me by now? I saw you last night. I see you on television.
You're a machine, like I said this morning. I don't know when you sleep, brother, but thanks for hosting last night again. It was a great event.
No, you guys did a great event at the Metropolitan. How great was that, Andrew? The perfect venue, beautiful.
It was amazing. I mean, the venue is amazing, and then just being surrounded with 500 people, you know, great Americans. It was a great night.
You have a lot of corporations there, you have a lot of veterans there, and you have a lot of people who are wounded veterans in some way, about 60, I think, overall. General, why don't you tell me what went into Andrew getting the most coveted award last night?
So each year we honor the veteran, the Wounded Warrior, that best exemplifies the values of the Wounded Warrior Project, and we vote on it. And it's a peer vote. And overwhelmingly, Andrew won the award this year because, first of his service and sacrifice when he was part of 10th Mountain Division in Iraq, but more importantly, over the last 7 years, mentoring, guiding, inspiring other warriors on their path to recovery and rehabilitation is what really led him to receive the overwhelming confidence and vote of his fellow warriors and our entire team.
Right. And then all of a sudden you have this decision to donate your kidney to somebody you served in Iraq with. Set that scene, Andrew.
Yeah. So I was just scrolling through Facebook, and I saw one of my buddies post, pretty much a plea for help. He was on dialysis 3-4 times a week, and you know, his quality of life wasn't great. And he said, if anybody, you know, wants to call this number, call this number. And I called the hospital and said, I want to get tested. Went through a whole year of, you know, physicals and blood work and all that type of stuff, and found out we were pretty close, maybe even a close to perfect as you could possibly be for a match. And then May 20th of 2016, we went through with the transplant. One of the funny thing is, a lot of the hospital staff actually thought we were brothers.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, we were brothers in arms, but they thought we were blood brothers. Our personalities are the same build, same sense of humor. And we told them, no, we're not even related.
Wow. But, I mean, that's pretty extraordinary, right, General?
It's unbelievable, Brian. I mean, and by the way, Andrew gave away the better of the two kidneys. They test you for which one they want to take, and they took the better of the two. So being there for his fellow warriors, as he was for Russell, and the donation of the kidney, and what Andrew has done over the last many years he's worked at Wounded Warrior Project, inspiring other warriors to get out of isolation, get help where help is offered, treatment works, and get back on their feet to full-blown jobs and demonstrating the resilience and the exceptionalism they displayed while they were in uniform, they're now doing on the other side as civilians. And Andrew has really inspired. I can't tell you the number of lives he's probably saved by encouraging wounded warriors to get out of isolation, get involved with other warriors through the Wounded Warrior Project, get back on their feet, and take care of their families.
There's about 3 million people have served since 9/11, they say, estimate, right? So we have a force of about 1.8. A lot of people have multiple, almost everybody I know has multiple tours of duty now in Iraq and Afghanistan, which at various times have been hot zones. Now you factor in Syria, and we find out we're doing operations in Africa. How does that change, or how do you approach that with the Wounded Warrior Project. You have to adapt your programs to the needs of veterans.
And we spend a lot of time and effort in doing just that. We survey our warriors every year. We get 40,000 responses from our warriors about the programs and services they feel we should focus our efforts. So their feedback is important. The other thing, Brian, I'll tell you, is we have remained grounded in what we have always done since our founding in 2013, which is being their bedside as warriors come off the battlefield. And it doesn't surprise you, I know, but we have many dozens of warriors coming off the battlefield today from those exact locations you just mentioned, and Wounded Warrior Project's there for them at Lonsdale, at Walter Reed, giving them the backpacks with the comfort items, but more importantly, being there with the promise to be with them for the rest of their recovery.
Right. So last night, I think that flat out, you guys raised just donations. Now, people pay a lot of money to go to New York City and go to that dinner. Then they have over $110,000, let alone the silent auction. And you bring that to Jacksonville and then diffuse around the country. Andrew, tell me about the programs you're involved with, and when these men and women come up to you with needs, what are they looking for?
Yeah, so Wounded Warrior Project has a dozen free programs. All the programs, the families are eligible to, you know, to get connected with as well. But everything from the alumni program, which is really the boots on the ground, just getting warriors out of isolation, as Mike mentioned, and getting them connected with each other. Getting them connected with the community as far as community service projects, working with other organizations, and just getting them truly back into the civilian community. But mental health programs have probably been, you know, one of our biggest focuses, and really a lot of VSOs and DOD and VA, you know, we're really seeing the need for that, you know. So everything from Warrior Care Network, you know, which is, you know, a tremendous program that has just served so many warriors that are struggling with post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injury. Some of those wounds that, you know, that were overlooked for so many years with previous generations, and Project Odyssey and Soldier Ride, you know, when you think of Soldier Ride, you know, which started right here in New York, where it's getting out on a bike. Some of these warriors probably haven't rode a bike since they were kids.
Right.
But getting back out on a bike and having fun in that camaraderie and connection is just so important.
Well, you also have the issue, general, of suicide.
Yeah.
Now, it's about 20% higher amongst those who serve in the military. So you have you're constantly in a crisis mode, potentially. Am I correct?
We suicide is one of our priorities. As you know, it's a priority with the VA. It's the number one clinical priority for the Secretary of the VA. Certainly. But again, as Andrew said, these engagement events that gets warriors into events with other warriors is really key to getting them the help they need and helping them on the path to recovery. And that's our goal. One suicide is one too many. So 20 a day, certainly a national priority of our country, but a priority of Wounded Warrior Project as well.
Right. A couple of things that also stood out that people should keep in mind. You serve, Andrew, but you also talk to people whose families are going through a lot, too, at home. Okay, it's like being a single-parent family, number one. Number two is a lot of times money is not flowing in. It's expensive to do. Then they don't know the type of person that's going to be coming back from war and combat. And number four or five, and you can't diminish this. They're used to life without you.
Yeah.
So they're used to doing things. They know the practice. They know the schedule. They know the homework. They know the teachers. And you come back and you think to yourself, wow, am I even needed here?
You know, it's funny you say that because, you know, my wife still kind of goes through some of that now. You know, like she is, you know, she's taking care of the girls while I'm doing stuff. And, you know, she, I mean, the families back home, they need some, in some cases, maybe even more support than the warrior does. And I mean, Wounded Warrior Project, that's why we've included the families so much, because we know it's these injuries and the wars just right. Don't affect the warrior, it affects the whole family.
General, you're also a student of battles, right? So I'm just going to give you some stats. These are real people, but I'm just going to tell you the toll. In Afghanistan, we're still fighting actively, but talking peace. Deaths, 2,264. Wounded, 20,318. In Iraq, 4,484 deaths since through 2011, wounded 32,253. So we hear that number. You know, we focus on the fatalities, But the wounded, okay, then what? How wounded are they? Traumatic head injuries, something we can't see, but we don't know if it came from a concussion. We don't know what they went through. And then you have PTSD, which is not even listed here. So,
and you know, Brian, those stats are exactly right. Those 50,000 wounded you talk about are the physical wounds. By the VA's estimate and by our own survey results, we know that between 11 and 20% of warriors that serve in combat come home with some type of mental issue that needs to be addressed. And those issues are solved if we get our warriors the connections and the treatment they need. And that's why that's our priority with Wounded Warrior Project.
You also have this other thing that's happening, and that is deaths through training or lack of. I can't believe this. 5,393 deaths of active duty deaths from accidents in training. Why is this, you know, from the general, from your perspective? Yeah. I mean, I know you need the training, but we also know it's dangerous. Why is that number so high?
It's a high-risk adventure, certainly. And what we ask young men and women to do, defending our country, you have to train to the standards you're going to expect in combat. And I would tell you, Brian, certainly at Fort Campbell and my other assignments, you train as hard or harder in training before you get there so that when you do get in tough situations where life and death of your fellow warriors depends on you, you're ready. So we do take some risks. We manage that risk, but it is a dangerous endeavor, all of our warriors.
You listen to General Michael Linnington if you're not watching the stream, and we have Specialist Andrew Copeland here, Army veteran, recipient of last night's Wounded Warrior Courage Award. So a lot of people are listening to Wounded Warrior and say, hey, they went through a problem a few years ago. General, you were still in wearing camouflage. When you came to this organization, what did you find, and what has happened since?
What I found, Brian, was, first of all, a workforce that was incredibly committed to our mission and the warriors we serve. Secondly, I found a warrior population like Andrew, tens of thousands of warriors that really understood the value of the programs and services we provided. And not surprisingly, I found that much of what was reported was not actually true, as you've highlighted on this show.
Yeah, what happened on CBS, they blew up the Wounded Warrior Project, and a lot of that was unwarranted. It was people with an axe to grind. The money was still there. It was just maybe it wasn't being spent as quick as possible, but that was in an effort to be more conservative than aggressive. The use of these expensive hotels, heavily discounted, because that was their way of giving.
Yeah, and perception is reality, so we understood that. The one thing the negative reporting did was it caused us to refocus our efforts, do a top-to-bottom assessment, and refocus our efforts on what's most important, and that's obviously the warriors. We set three priorities. First priority, be absolutely the best we can be at meeting the needs of the warriors we serve, first and foremost. Starts with mental health, physical health and wellness, economic empowerment, get warriors jobs, connections, events. That's what Andrew has led over many, many years, is that program delivery to warriors. Secondly is collaboration. Collaborate with everybody in the space. As Andrew said, veteran service organizations, the government, other nonprofits, we can't do it alone. None of us can. The need is too great. 44 warriors a day today are joining Wounded Warrior Project for the programs and services we provide. Today.
And you're going to be able to serve them for free, right, Andrew?
Yeah, correct. All the programs Wounded Warrior Project offers are completely free to the warriors and their families. So.
Well, and it's important because also, you know, you're always evolving. This is what I'm finding they need. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm finding we have to address. So meetings are constant, and you got to constantly get feedback on what you're getting. Lastly, in a time in which America is heavily divided, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I don't see many people come up to me and say they have anything but praise for the military and respect for the service. Andrew, can you tell me what life is like as you, now that you're here stateside, when they find out what you did?
Yeah, so, you know, my transition, I came home from Iraq in 2004, and I fell on my face. You know, I failed out of school. I had 3 jobs in 9 months. I was on 14 different medications, spent time in a psych ward, went through a divorce. Ashley and I we divorced 3 years after we were married, remarried in 2010. But ever since I got connected with Wounded Warrior Project, I don't take medications for PTSD. I've been employed for 7 years. I'm a college graduate. I've completed 3 marathons, 2 beautiful, you know. So, I mean, the programs work. The transition was awful. You know, I grew up in small town America. We didn't have a whole lot of resources in, you know, 2005, 2006. You know, and my story is not unique. You know, there's 400,000 other men and women that are living with PTSD and traumatic brain injury, and then all those statistics from earlier, the physical wounds. You know, transition from, you know, I was 22 years old, you know, when I left the Army. You know, what am I going to do at 22? I don't have a college degree, but I'm married, and you know, I'm retired from the military. I was lost.
And you were serving in, which you remember, the Triangle of Death in Iraq. Yeah. So how do you come back to Jacksonville and think that life's normal?
Yeah, no, it's a different world. You know, it's completely different from Iraq, and then you're, you know, there's no decompression time. You know, there's. You know, from my understanding, I've been out of the Army for a while, but DOD is, you know, trying to come up with some programs to help that. But, you know, it's, you know, we when you're going 100 miles an hour for a year, and a lot of these guys, you know, they're deployed for 6 to 9 months, home for a couple months, and they're right back in it, you know, so.
Wow. General, if we want to go and help out, and a lot of times you can get it automatically come out of your checking account every month, right? The Wounded Warrior Project. Where do we go?
Go to our website, woundedwarriorproject.org, Brian. There's lots of ways to get involved, both support the programs that Andrew just spoke about that serve warriors. Support us, get involved. We have some upcoming events for community engagement and involvement, which is really exciting. And most importantly, read the stories that are on the website. Read the stories of these warriors like Andrew that served our nation, came home, had a very tough transition, but showed the same courage in their recovery and rehabilitation that they showed in combat. And really, that's what we're after, is that courage, resilience that comes with coming back stateside. And if any warriors are listening today, and I know a lot of them listen to your show, if they're in a place that they're not getting the help they need, please go to our website as well and connect with us.
And if you listen on WOKB in Jacksonville, which carries, we're lucky enough to be carried by them, go visit you guys.
Just
knock
on
the door.
Come on
over.
You
got it. And tell Andrew I sent you. All right, Andrew, congratulations.
Thank
great
you.
To see you.
Thank
awesome
Brian.
Speech. Same with you, General. Great remarks.
Thanks, Brian.
And thanks. I think we're all lucky to have you in control of the Wounded Warrior Project. Back in a moment. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
A radio show of the people
for the people.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-297-9821. That's 800-297-9821. 800-297-9821.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 68. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's Forever Furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Imagine living in a planned community that features a regional park for you and your family to enjoy, plus walking trails, fabulous open spaces, and so much more. You can find all of this, plus the designer home you've always dreamed of at Chastina Ranch. Built by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. Chastina Ranch is located just off Airport Road on Shasta View. Homes in Chastina Ranch feature green technology, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, energy-efficient LED lighting, and programmable irrigation systems. Distinctive exterior features including 30-year composite roofing in a variety of colors, designer entry doors, and of course with Palomar Builders, exceptional interiors. Plans including 9-foot and 10-foot ceilings throughout. Beautiful designer kitchens with granite slab countertops and full tile backsplash. To see Chastina Ranch, just take Airport Road to Shasta View. For more information, contact Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 949-8613. Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
Welcome to Kill Meat and Friends.
I am so happy to be here on the first day of Kill Meat and Friends.
And it was John in Montana. You're on Brian and the... Oh, shoot. Man, I did it again. Thank you very much. Kill Meat and Friends.
Kill Meat and Friends.
Joining us now, Senator John McCain. Welcome to the first time to Kill Meat and Friends.
Brian, I'm so proud of you, all your success. I'm proud to be part of the inauguration, and I know you're going to do great, even though if you guys are a bunch of jerks on Fox and Friends.
Yeah, which we played all the time. He did. He said that playfully. John McCain, who's battling literally for his life, would come on all the time and always provide news. And the best thing about him, he didn't always, you didn't always agree with him. He didn't always agree with you, but it was just great radio. It wasn't personal. Then we evolved, by the way, from Kill Meat and Friends, from Brian and the Judge to Kill Meat and Friends to the Brian Kill Meat Show. I don't think we could change it again. I'm pretty sure we're going to settle with that. Right, guys? 8 years. All the success is on the other side of the glass. Don't move.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-233-8540. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-233-8540. That's 800-233-8540. 800-233-
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank.
FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.